have to tell you about...
Just checking the volume on the phone.
Autonomous answering. Meridian response.
I aceify this.
What a juggalo.
That was stupid.
Oops.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
There's no reason to cry, dude.
My eyes can't get
awesome.
Like a machine gun of awesome.
What's going on here?
Never surrender.
Sit down and shut up.
Oh, okay, come on. Give it all you got. Go.
Let me preface this.
I know it.
I've been having...
What? Ultra humongous penis.
Wow. At least 4 feet of its head.
Wow.
Oops.
That can happen.
Local disc jockey is in hot water this evening.
No mistake that he was trying to take some shit.
Going bathroom and they're...
Oh, humiliating.
Poop problem.
Shut up, all the parents.
He had consumed some...
Let's swing!
He's not a fighter, he's a lover.
Will she call him a midget?
Yanked off the air yesterday, today, following some questions.
I was offended.
It's back.
Siegel often draws his audience and others.
No one's ever sent me a nude selfie before.
Showed him up again.
Unfortunately, I planned on doing a selfie right about here.
Siegel crossed the line when he started laughing at the collar.
How funny is that?
That's pretty funny.
I'm still not sure what happened.
Daddy, what do you do when you go to work?
Arts.
Is it perfectly correct as your proverbial turd in a punch bowl?
Oh, my God. That weird little chewy guy.
Did you vote for Blunt? No. Doesn't matter. I still won.
What? Is this Eva? Okay, Eva. How you pronounce?
Chugga-chugga-ma luminate, who come in, come in. Texas University of Texas. Goodbye to the urge and quiet, Lord. Good luck to them, the old Texas Aggies. They is the born how to fight. Texas is upon you. Yeah. That is the song they sang so well. It sounds like hell.
Oh,
goodbye to Texas University. Now for the Aggies, look here. Chicka wigga boom. Chicka digga dooga doo. Disco higga doo. What in the world did that?
And the more your phone number for everything, 866-2-ELIOT, 866-235-5468. Hello,
Well, how are we today?
Good.
Huh?
Oh, you got him in?
Yeah. Only took me 20 minutes today.
Okay. I was sleeping on.
No, Diane. Oh, my God. You got
me. No, the doctor was going to help you with putting the contacts in.
He did.
Going to risk taking them out.
Well, I had to take them in and out 3 times before they would let me. But I nailed it. Contacts right in the ass. They took me forever this morning. But the F1 is in. I basically to see, but I can't even tell if it's in or not. Feel like it's in because I can read.
Well, yeah, you should be able to.
And I feel like I got something in my eye. But then I spend the first got yours. Did you spend a good chunk of the time like when you're driving, eyes still blurry?
Driving with one eye?
Yeah.
And each time?
Yeah. I drove the whole way with hand over one eye and one hand over the other.
Better or worse?
Well, because one eye is... You don't even... They explained it. Like, one eye sees far, one eye sees close, and then it's something into figuring all that. You're in all that idea. But my left one... I don't know that it's in. I didn't see it laying on the... Feel like it's in.
Is your vision...
I can read a piece of paper.
Out of each eye?
Yeah, I feel nauseous.
It's
I feel
in.
A little nauseous, though.
Why?
I don't know.
Touching your eye?
Huh? My eye. I do not like... Diane, I killed it in the office yesterday. And then I got home, and I was like, ooh. I asked the doctor if I could drive by her house.
Nope.
On the way in. And she said, oh, well, what time would... about 2:20? Is that a...
You know this person, right?
Her kid goes to... I gave her a school band thing. Like, good. But her kid goes to kids. And so I gave her a big hug, which probably was a touch inappropriate, but oh, I was so excited. My eyes are so red, though. Look at my left eye.
They're not as bad as...
Should have seen them an hour ago. Oh, my... Guess I'm supposed to put drops in them? That either. So I just let them get really good and dry.
No.
And that'll be fine. But then I have to take yours out every day. How do you score that deal?
Those are the ones I got from day one.
But did they give you... They just said you don't have to take them in and out every day?
Yeah, and they've backed it down. Originally, you could wear these for a month. Now I take them out like once or twice a week.
Do you really struggle?
Yeah.
How long does it take until it becomes natural?
I've had them for 10 years.
Okay, so I'm almost
maybe at year 11, I'll be better at it. Honestly, when I go, they make you obviously take them out when you're at the office. First, they go up and take a look at your eyes. Up the redness of my eyes downstairs and not trauma. because my exams, should I hit the marks you're supposed to go for because I've damaged my eyes downstairs trying to take them out. But that's
out?
Performance. It's so dark in that room where they I can't see anything. In the bathroom at home, it's bright and it's a lot easier. Even. It's all relative. It's
easier.
Tiny bit
easier.
Simpler.
Yeah, no, I could see that. I could see that. You know the other thing that was cool that I've never had done before? They didn't have to dilate. I had to do like the whole.
That.
No, they do.
Hmm.
Is they shoot like a puff of light into your eyes.
Yeah, that's basically a measurement thing.
Don't you know who didn't like
puff?
Yeah,
that's like a glaucoma test, I think.
Oh, then
so
maybe
you had
that's
a full
not
exam.
It.
Yeah. I hate that thing. Did you
what the
my glaucoma test? I warn them every year. It's going to happen because it start even though you know it's coming. It startles you.
How many times do you have to do it?
Once.
Oh, I kept ripping my face off the thing.
Because you have to put your greasy forehead.
Wipe it down before I put
everybody. Maybe they use more for you.
Do they can wipe it down again?
Code. I'm happy to hear you had to redo the test because when I'm done, I think to myself, couldn't have been the worst response. Someone who took the test and really reacted with more of a jerk. And it sounds like that there are people out there who are worse than me.
It's startling.
3 times, 4 times
oh,
on my left
damn.
Eye. Can you just keep your head? And they asked,
and then they have, and they have
feel better if you held the back of your head up against the machine.
Nope, and I'm still coming forward. I always goes boom, boom.
Horrible.
Like, do you have like a weight vest you could put on my leg?
It was horrible. That puff thing,
have,
I do not like.
They have the other one too, where they put drops in your eyes because they actually. But you probably already had that done. When they measure you for your lenses, because they have to measure your cornea and everything.
I didn't have that.
Okay.
Nobody
put a numbing drop in there.
Right.
And then you have to lean forward on the greasy headrest.
Greasy.
And they actually have something that comes and touches too.
I won't get measured.
In
you
order to measure it.
These feel
that's
fine.
A little unsettling.
Sometimes my pants are going to be bitch about that.
No.
I let it go.
You couldn't do it.
Doesn't matter. That I can't
do. That's freaky. Because you don't really feel it because your eye is numb. You know it's happening.
Did you also have to do something where you put your head up against the mirror? and it's like a big tail, and there's a dot in the...
And you, like, click it as it gets more clear?
No. You click it when you see, like, a little... They described it as a squiggly line.
Yeah.
So, and it, all it does is it judges your career. Never hit the clicker.
I even an exam that insurance doesn't cover.
Oh, I know. Once. I got the bill.
I did it once. I haven't fallen for it again.
Wait, what do you... Well, they didn't ask me if I wanted. They had to check my peripheral.
Concerns, but I believe that's a test to see if like maybe you have signs sort of condition.
And so they said when you see the squiggly line, hit the clicker.
I've never done that before.
Never saw a squiggly. Is the machine on? I don't know. And so they said you got to hit the clicker. So then I said, can I take my head off of this thing? They said, yeah. And I said, every so often it looks like there's a faint line that just kind of like shoots back and forth. Oh. And they said, yeah, that's the squiggly line is like a... So I had to argue over the squiggly line.
Purist.
Clicking the thing. And then I was just like, I'm not seeing anything, but you know what? There's one.
Yeah.
There's one. That's exactly what it is.
The insurance doesn't cover it? No, thank you. I'm fine.
Wait, how did you know that ahead of time?
They tell you at my place and says, do you want this? By the way, it's not covered by insurance. I said, well, it can't be vital then. Not gonna do that. Save me 10 minutes. 10 minutes.
Oh, that's the choice. I didn't get to fill that out
because it's.
Is your eye doctor right next to? Is it faux restaurant and then a Peruvian chicken restaurant?
No,
mine is
different types.
I knew how to find it because the only sign just in big yellow big red letters. Oh. That's how I knew. It's nice though. They got all kinds of crap hanging, all kinds of stuff while I was there.
Diplomas hanging.
The doctors have those, but no, they had like charts all over the place. Dude, I was killing the charts.
Oh, I know that. Oh, I know that big, gigantic. That's about. And then you're like,
I gotta take that one out of context.
Wait, hold on. Line three. Hi, Elliot. In the morning. Hello. Yep. You know what? Don't have time to wait.
That's like an anxiety causer, though.
More. They said the
when your lens is in.
I can't see anything.
Yeah.
But
ampersand.
Start with the smallest line you could read. I'm going to start one above it and warm.
This is just the way I like to do tests.
Hey, and so said, is that really what you want to do? Like, you can easily read. And so I explained to her, you know, when a batter is getting...
how many people were waiting in the lobby?
Yeah, she loves that.
So I said, when a batter goes to
ball analogy,
he swings the bat a couple of times, and then I said, I'd like to read the line above it. And I'm like, I'm in the flow of like reading letters and
just
stuff.
Just do test, mister.
Start with that big, gigantic D. No, but they have all two, though. Like while you're sitting there, like, I'm never in an office where I have like a like those kinds of magazines that are like. You're at, wait, what? Also, the test. I can't read that. What does that say? The had a what?
Brooke tweets, I'm a since age 7. Oh. You'd cringe to hear all the stuff I've had done.
Well.
So, how's your normal exam?
No, you ready? I'll tell you one thing that I learned yesterday. I learned a lot yesterday. Today about learning what I learned. State sells the most candy.
So you were reading Reader's Digest?
No, it wasn't Reader's Digest. It was different magazine access to. And tell me why. Because the why is really a good reason.
Is the why first?
Go ahead.
Saltwater taffy?
That's a candy. What?
Is that the why?
No.
Well, I didn't know if that's what put it over the top.
No.
See? Damn it.
No. What state?
Florida.
Sells the, and what reasoning? Don't just sit here and just start naming states.
All the theme parks in Orlando. Kids buying dunk food.
Incorrect.
Was it Florida?
No, it's not Florida.
Oh, okay.
Is it
guessed? No, but I didn't know if I got the state right and the reason wrong.
Oh, no. Next, okay. Okay, so scratch off East Florida, 48 to go.
All right, just give me
one more guess. Because, well, you're not thinking.
Texas.
You're not, why?
Size.
By per capita, then you wouldn't choose the
say
popular.
It was per capita.
Yeah, what state sells the most candy?
Yeah, Texas. Yeah.
No.
Oh, I'm thinking twice. It's not Texas?
If I tell you the state, you better be able to nail the why. Are you ready?
Okay.
Utah.
No. I don't know.
You're not thinking.
Yeah, you're right.
Mormons don't drink, so they eat candy?
You're on the right track. I have to rule out so many vices. One get is sugar. So they buy
really?
They buy candy out the butthole there. For you can't drink, can't smoke. There's, I'm sure, a bunch of other stuff that you can't do. But they said because there's so few vices in Utah, they go nuts. for sugar. Utah sells more candy than any other place. Sense, though?
Yeah. Huh? A good factoid.
Oh, the day is full of them, Diane. The day will be with them. Oh, and then I was going to ask you, did you, I'm assuming the answer is no, you didn't make it down there, but did you, DDP?
I did. The squirrels kept threatening the other team on Twitter and on the field. They lost. And Cutter. So he looked good. He posed for pictures. Yeah, enjoyed. He was there for the whole game. Seventh inning stretch.
Did he really? That's pretty badass.
He was teasing it. He was teasing us on the seventh inning
stretch.
So it looked like a fun time, and it was obviously a nice evening.
Was that I would assume he drew. I mean, it had to be packed.
I didn't see the attendance.
Yeah, I didn't see ESPN, so I can't tell you the... No, that would have gone down for that. Right. And also, at some point later on today, we're going to figure out... I don't know if that's blood or what that is on my shirt, but I got a couple stains there. A little bit later on.
Dude, I swear,
I don't know what that... It's dry. It's dry.
Are you right now bleeding?
No.
Are you sure?
The other byproduct of the contacts? Do you know how many times I've washed my hands?
Oh, good.
Yeah. You can't put dirty hands in your eyes because then you'll get an infection and then you'll get glabrook. No. I'm not. Look. Oh, I'm not.
You can't touch me today.
Not today.
No, I'm not bleeding.
But you do bleed a lot.
Ew.
I think you have trouble. You should see a hematologist. Today you can't.
I'm not. It's just dry. I just don't know what
to
do now.
Did you plan on wearing that?
I'm wearing that as an undershirt today. No. No, this is dry. This is dry. I just don't know what it is. Based on the color, it could be blood or it could be...
Have that shirt on before you put underwear and shorts on today.
I got out of the shower, I put underwear on, then I put this shirt on.
Okay, so you didn't just have the shirt on for a while.
No.
Because they're little dots.
Yeah, no, I don't know what... That's why
I didn't know if it was from your penis.
That's what... I'll check. That's a fair... Listen, I got a ton of stuff that we got to get through to do. I mean, one quick break. We'll come back next.
Elliot in the morning. XL102. Weekdays after a fungus set of fungus will bring music and even the world. We're brought to you commercial free. Two from interruption.
I'll make a tea.
XL102, Richmond's alternative.
From the Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
Authority, both directions of 295 on bridge, and authorities are telling us it could be several hours before that gets read. There they are directing you through a deep collision, Hull Street, Turner Road.
This report to Mattress Warehouse Norfolk.
Mattress Warehouse wants to know, what's your mattress match? Visit your local Mattress Warehouse and try their bed match diagnostic system. Facebook.com/sleephappens with hashtag MWBedMatch. Is one customer per month and make their purchase rules at sleephappens.com.
Tickets are on sale now for Landmark Music Festival. Five stages, and all for a call. With over 40 artists, The Strokes, Alt J, Tay, Ben Howard, Chromeo, Band of Horses, The War on Drugs, George Ezra, Nate Roos, for 26th and 27th in West Washington, D.C. Buy tickets and see the full lineup at LandmarkFest.org. Processional Mall, sponsored by Miller Lite.
Advance Auto Parts knows what makes a car guy a car guy. It's courage to take on the stops, the guts to stare down the belly of the beast and replace a radiator. It's fearlessness, and it has no patience for dead batteries. That's why Advance Auto Parts offers free, and if you buy a new AutoCraft battery, we'll even install it for free, so you can get back to your next big project. Advance Auto, love getting under the
most locations. See store for details.
Robert,
we're Florida Georgia Line, and we
mean spending a ton of time right here on our tour bus.
So it's important to always bring along something from
bottles of new Mountain Dew Dushine.
Is that your Dushine, Tyler?
BK, did you drink my Dew?
Love that citrus flavor.
Uh-huh.
And those clear glass.
KBK, I know it's hard to resist new real sugar. Besides, those three bottles under my seat were just part of my stash anyways.
They were.
I got six more bottles.
China Tarcase.
I drank those too.
Bottles in my jacket.
Mm, they don't.
The 10 bottles stuffed in the back of my amplifier.
Drank them.
BK.
Hey, if you're hiding Dushine, you gotta do a better job of it.
Like I do.
You're hiding.
Got this bottle.
Where was it?
In the fridge.
Or looked in the fridge.
To the Dew with the clear citrus flavor of new Mountain Dew Dushine. A vintage time.
We're fueling a way of living. Introducing Mountain Dew Dushine. Smooth, clear, dual citrus kick. Grab Mountain Dew Shine today at Kroger. Mountain Dew Dewshine. Available legally for the first.
All right, let's go.
Track for a road trip by streaming music right from your phone. Strong can introduce you to road air, like pickled pig's feet, thanks to helpful Yelp reviews.
Can't believe
Strong can make everyone back home in the back seat with seat view. Photos you posted. Think what Strong can do for you.
All right, where are we going next?
AT&T's strongest 4G LTE signal. AT&T reminds you to never text and drink.
Come into AT&T now and get the HTC One M9 for zero down with AT&T. With sure all life, sure life's moments with its new 20-megapixel sapphire lens camera.
Signal strength claim based only on average 4G LTE signal. TE-Warrior zero down requires well-qualified wireless service. Tax due at sale. Apply. Visit a store for details.
Rockin' Festival, September 10th through the 13th at Virginia. 4 days of days and collaborations like never before. Featuring Robert Plant and the sensational spaceship Lesh and Friends with special guest Carlos Santana, Mad Dog and the Englishman, a tribute to Joe Cocker, Tedeschi Trucks Band, Green Cheese Incident, Jefferson Airplane, Widespread Panic, and so many more. For tickets and thefestival.com, LOCKNFestival.com.
Jason wanted to show his car and not own rewards. Stretch Jason. He recalled moments he and his car shared. Oil change and that rest stop on Highway 50 where scarfing down that bean burrito almost felt like cheating.
Really?
Jason's zone. Let AutoZone Rewards help find yours.
AutoZone. Tired of hearing those guys. Here's guys, hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. So I say, nobody beats the insurance.
Richmond's number one. Elliot in the morning on XL 102.
Done it, seen it before. Till when I open the door for. She acting like a whore, but I'm a little. I just catch her. Pippin got a master's. Girl, improvise. Look me in my eyes and lie to me.
It's Elliot in the morning. All right, it's going to be busy today. Oh, by dang day, everybody.
I cannot wait. I would say 20 minutes. Ooh, yeah. God, I can't wait. Anyway, we got a lot of stuff that we got to get through stuff going on. You got real news. You got fun all the place. Some things to get through today. I will have more tickets for you to go to the Sweet Life Festival. It takes place the end of the month. 2 days of music. Everybody from the Pixies, Bleachers, Vance Joy, Billy Idol, born. I'll be giving away all week. So we'll continue doing that throughout the rest of the week. Also, more tickets to McHale. Then playoff tickets. Wizards, Hawks. They go at it tonight. Tonight is game 5. They will be home Friday night for game 6. So you will win tickets for that game. Dirt a little bit later on this morning. Diane, let's get going with some news, please.
A train derailment. All 7 cars of an Amtrak train that derailed in Philadelphia came off of the tracks. This is train 188. It was carrying 2-3 people from Washington, D.C. up to New York last night when it derailed neighborhood in Philly. Corporal EMS, the train had 6 passenger cars and the engine. 5 people killed, reported to hospitals. So I actually think that the number of 65 was probably higher because they said there were a lot of people who probably just took themselves.
Right. So the Northeast Regional, busiest Amtrak line in the country. I mean, they run them. I mean, that's you have the whole Accela program, not related to Northeast Regional, although they both run D.C., New York, Boston. So Northeast Regional train, which is, I mean, they run them essentially every hour, every other hour, and they're packed all day.
Mm-hmm.
Full train left Union Station. What was it like? Right around 7 o'clock or
yeah,
so,
little, yeah.
And then made it up to Philly. And then, like you said, people were talking about, I guess, going around a curve, and then everything started shaking. All 7 trains just come right off the track. The pick are unbelievable.
Unreal. Pennsylvania Congressman Patrick Murphy was on the train, and he was one of the images from inside.
I heard a bang or something, some type of, obviously something happened with the train popped on one side, a wobble on the other side, and then a wobble back.
5 people killed, at least 6 people in critical condition, dozens others were injured in last night's accident. We don't have IDs yet or where they are, where their systems go, but for flight service will be provided between and Philly, Harrisburg, and Philadelphia and New York and Boston. No Amtrak service between New York and Philadelphia. The NTSB has its GO team there. They're
yeah,
close.
No, they were dispatched last night.
Yeah.
The like you said, there's no IDs, although I did see an Amtrak saying that the majority of the people, as you would expect, were
Right.
I mean, obviously they left from D.C., but most of them were from the D.C. area who were taking the train up.
For people who are concerned because they knew that family members or friends were going to be on the 8 last night that departed station, there is an emergency hot 239-9101, but we should be getting at least more information within this.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Another big story, a U.S. helicopter that was flying in Nepal with Marines on board missing as another earthquake struck the country yesterday. The Huey with 6 U.S. Marines and 2 Nepalese soldiers missing at about 10 o'clock local. According to the Army spokesperson for the U.S. Pacific Command, was continuing today. They said radar lost contact with the aircraft as it was conducting humanitarian assistance and disaster relief in support of this recent earthquake, but also a couple of weeks ago. In Virginia, a federal judge will declare a mistrial for 4 people killing of a reserve police officer. This is Kevin Wayne's appeared after he left his mom of January 2014.
Right.
And about a week later in a wooded area along the Fluvanna-Goochland County line.
By the way, the reason that it was declared a mistrial is terrifying.
That one of the defendants.
Right. They all have.
The 99 Goon Syndicate, which is an offshoot of the Bloods.
Right.
Said, so there were a mistrial for 4 of the defendants was declared after one of them obtained a list of information for more than one prospective jurors.
Yeah.
Social security numbers, addresses, kids'
names. If kids had phones, they had all of that. They had so much information on every witness. But the not the defendant's lawyer,
no,
had it.
Why? How did that happen?
Well, that's the big question, is who got them. I mean, is it gang intimidation? Is it one of them? No idea. Right now, and that'll be part of the investigation. But could you imagine? You're up on a murder charge. You're part of a gang. Phone numbers, names, kids' phone numbers, social security number. At that point, I'd be like, take my social security number. I don't give an F about that. They know everything. They know where you work. They have work and email. Because you're going to testify. You're going to be a witness that testifies against them. No.
My God.
Hell no.
Oh, well, they declared a mistrial. That for you.
Oh, okay. Well, then, you know what? Well, now they were saying the big fear is once the investigation goes on, they found this is going away. It's not like they're going to. Unfortunately, this thing was never closed. But now they're afraid that. Even if it comes up where, you know, okay, we're going to do a new trial, whatever protections are put in place, those witnesses are still sitting there going, the guys who killed this, they have all my information. They may be in jail, but they have friends that are in gangs. Mm-hmm,
That's
terrifying.
Yeah.
By the way, you thought of exactly the first person I thought of when I saw that, what the reason.
The one time he tried.
No, thank you.
Yeah. A 4-year-old kid probably still laughing at a claim that he heard from a DJ on the radio the other day. 4-year-old kid in California is forced to have a moving car.
Oh, did he?
His mom.
Did he do the lean and run? Did he?
No.
Did he listen to what I said?
This is a horrible situation.
Oh, okay. Well, then I can't.
Him in the back seat when a guy jumps in to carjack her.
He jumped out of the car that was being carjacked. He's no S.
That's what I'm saying. Just a couple of scrapes on his legs. And
wait,
he'll
at 4? You still like in a baby seat?
I mean, you're in some sort of booster.
So you're in a car seat. So yeah.
Joiner said he was just standing in his driveway when he saw the car speeding down the road corner. And as soon as he turned the corner, the door opened and the little kid jumped out. Rolling and hitting a fence, but oh my God, what happened here? Of course, not how fast it was going, but you can imagine in a carjack situation.
It probably wasn't going my 8 hour.
No, but neighbors rush over and they said the little boy was.
Is he okay?
Yeah, they said the little boy was okay. He had some scrapes and everything to his mom's house.
Oh, so he must have started the run. I told you, you got us for the run. This kid's a great listener. I like him.
So, oh God.
But he's probably.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean,
Jesus
obviously
Christ.
They're both very shaken. Last night, guest Adam Sandler performed you to David Letterman. We haven't heard a Sandler song in a while, but here is Pen.
He's after 30 years. We know he will be missed. If you like gap-toothed men and double-breasted suits, he's not top 10 list. He won't have to pick up the phone anymore when less moon, less calls him up. He'll finally have time to take Jay Leno out for coffee. Then secretly pee in his cup.
Some good lines. There's a couple you can't repeat.
Is it great?
A very funny one about how much his mother likes Dave.
That's awesome.
So, continuing to wind down.
Done on the 20th, right?
Which is day of next week.
Yeah, right? 1 week from today.
Yeah. When Tiger Woods and skier Lindsey Vonn announced that they had broken up last week, they had because of their busy schedule.
Annie, who called Boshi at that point?
You did.
She doesn't ski and he can't golf, so they're not busy.
But
fly private. Private.
London's Daily Mail that their 3-year relationship ended is because he cheated on her.
Mm-hmm.
Described as a close friend who says he admitted to Lindsey Vonn this hookup at the Farmers Insurance Open in San Diego.
So he just went out. I guess he plays anymore.
You know, 12 holes into his round, and
right.
Like,
and so he stopped the car. Man, my back's really hurt. He hurt. Get some tail. So he went. But they're not married.
Well, no, because they're making it seem like he was married to Elin.
Okay.
Not being this girl.
3 years.
Yeah, no. I'm not saying that what he did was right. But I mean, it's not that he did to Elin.
Serial cheater.
He ruined his marriage.
Serial cheater. Well, he ruined this relationship.
Like Tiger's going to have a hard time finding another girlfriend. By the way, he cheated on Elin. He cheated on Lindsey Vonn. I know somebody that would date him just like that.
Who?
Hi, Kaylee. You would take him in a second.
Yeah, probably. There you would.
You know damn well he's gonna cheat on you.
So I guess the friend told, knowing Tiger, he doesn't even see it as cheating because there's no romance or feeling there. It's kind of like a highball or two after a bad day.
It's no different than the guy who was having sex with the tailpipe yesterday.
Well,
it's just a
Tiger, get in that camp. I'm just cheating on somebody. Not banging.
It's just physical for him. There's no emotional attachment.
Yeah, it's for a bad day.
Yeah, highball or two.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that reminds me. I'll tell you that fun joke after the when we get to the break.
A deciding game 7 tonight.
Yes!
The Rangers.
Yes!
They're at Madison Square Garden. The winner advances to the finals. So the beating Montreal last night to win that series. And advance.
Man, I'll tell you what, somebody woke up Steven Stamkos because he's had a great second against Montreal. He was non-exist round. Second round, they woke him up. So good. Montreal also can't put a puck in the net to save their life. But what Tampa Bay is rolling right now.
Also, word out of Minnesota is Harding is going to announce.
Yeah, that's kind of sad.
His retirement.
It's got MS. And
yeah.
He tried to come back from that, and he got like two games, mighty gust stint, and he ran into more complications from multiple sclerosis. But he was, going into it, he was like, you know what? I'm not going to let this stop me. And everybody was pulling for him, and everybody says he's really, really, he just can't do it anymore. His body can't take it.
Wizards are game 5 against the Hawks. That series tied last night. Cavaliers over the Bulls, so they have a 3-2 lead now. Rockets beating the Clippers to stay alive. L.A. still leads 3-2. NBA also the NBA draft this coming year is going to be held at the Barclays Center in the year that they get to host. Also, the New Orleans Pelicans firing their head coach after 5 years and a playoff the first time since 2011. Great relationship heading into his final year.
Is he well-liked?
The coach?
Monty Williams, yeah. I mean, he'll get a job.
True.
So Davis was heading into the final year of his deal. Ownership said now was the right time in order for them to make that change. They was blown out by the Diamondbacks 14-6 last night. Steven Strasburg giving up 3 1/3 innings in the loss. They'll finish up that series later on.
By the way, do yourself a favor at some point today. Go find the Stanton blasting a home run at Dodgers out of the park.
Oh, really?
The wall. It's not. It stood up and gave a standing ovation. I mean, the guy, he hit it out of the stadium. It's unbelievable. A ride.
Also, less than a week, ACL, the Jaguars signed Junior to 4 years, $23.5 million. So even though he's going to miss this entire contract, it's fully guaranteed. He got $1 million signing bonus. Prior to the start of rookie camp, he and the team had signed a waiver that said the team would negotiate.
Good for Khan. That's a good owner.
Yeah.
Can do that.
No.
Daniel Snyder.
No,
I can't possibly. No way in hell.
That is a look at news.
Richmond, WWE is about to take over. Get more WWE Night Raw, televised live worldwide from Richmond Coliseum this Monday night at 7:30. Vince Suitable for this must-see, one-of-a-kind, unbridled action. See you on Cena.
I have tasted victory. I have been stung by defeat, but I will.
You'll join forces with Roman Reigns, Ray Orton,
the Apex Predator,
for a tag team main event with WWE and Seth Rollins, the World's Show, and Rusev. See the Celtic Warrior, Sheamus.
I'm going to annihilate anyone who dares to step in.
Live,
7:30, this Monday's Monday Blend Coliseum. It's the best value in entertainment. Tickets start at just $15. Don't wait. Great seats are still available. Send Ticketmaster. Back to Elliot in the Morning on XL.
Elliot, 866-235-5468. First time right now, I will give you three to go to AwesomeCon. Take the convention center. You call me right for yours. 866-2-Elliot. 866-235-6868.
A morning. XL-102.
Police activity blocking 295 in both directions near the Verina Enoch with the detour. They're also telling us these hours. Before the situation, problem 6495 or on the south side, Hull Street at Turner Road.
Is this our milk being poured into a measuring cup? Listen to how thick and creamy it is. This real buttermilk being mixed with this. This is a mixing bowl symphony. This scratch.
The Mile High Bacon, Egg, and Cheese Biscuit with thick cut applewood smoked bacon pieces. Only at Hardee's. For a limited time.
Can be a hassle, but first extremely easy with our switch, the biggie, the First Capital Bank Rewards debit card. It's the 5 or 10 cents back a dollar. Yeah, cash back every swipe. Visit onecapitalbank.com today to earn more. First cap, it's your money. Let member FDIC.
Awesome and amazing things happen when combined into one. Think tackle baseball, beer snow cones, chocolate covered steak. It's why Adolph Jules Emergency Diamond Sale and then combine them into one sale. It's going to be awesome and amazing. How amazing? Amazing. Well, imagine a gorgeous supermodel with the personality of a Labrador Retriever. Pretty, huh? Well, that's not nearly an opportunity to buy one Pulsar, Seiko, or Citizen's watch and get a second one free. Combined with a diamond, you 30% off diamonds and diamond 50% off engagement. It's one sale that's awesome and amazing. Adolph Jewelers Emergency Diamond Sale and 2-for-1 Watch Sale is going on the Shopping Center, Parham and Quiocasin. Adolph Jewelers, relax, we'll make you happy. Visit AdolphJewelers.com. Good Citizen Signature.
Do you know where you are? Silly question, right? Unless you're in the middle of applying for a home loan, then you may not know where you are at all. If you're a loan tracker from Wells Fargo, you can track your application online and know exactly where you stand. Plus, you can commit to a smartphone and sign important things electronically. With your loan tracker plus a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, the loan process just got...
Your loan tracker not available with a home mortgage consultant for details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
Musicians, it's the biggest guitar event of the year. Guitar-a-thon. Over a quarter million guitar pedals and accessories. At least 15% off our everyday low price. Every shape, every neck, every finish. Acoustic guitars, just next top Les Pauls, 20% off. Three sets of the Dario electric guitar strings, just $9. $10. It's your chance on selection of gear on the planet. Don't miss Guitar Center's Guitar-a-thon, going on now.
First National's luxurious historic downtown Richmond apartments offer contemporary urban living with the city, Andy, and river. Details about First National Apartments at firsts.com or visit First National Tour.
Advance Auto Parts knows what makes a car guy. The courage to take on the greasiest of jobs. The guts to stare down the belly of the beast and replace a radiator. It's fearlessness and it has your dead batteries. That's why Advance Auto Parts offers free battery testing. And if you buy a new AutoCraft battery, we'll even so you can get back to your next big project. Advance Auto Parts, for guys who love getting under the hood.
Most vehicles, most locations. See store for details.
In the morning. XL10.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves in motion. How a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explode. And all those things I didn't say were acting balls. I was screaming, can you hear my voice? This is my fight.
to Elliot. 8-2-3-5-5-4-6-8. You know what? Let me go to line 5. Hi, Elliot. Hi, Elliot. In the morning. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, there you are. Hey, who's this?
This is Zach.
Hey, Zach. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I am doing excellent, thank you. Zach, what'd you do tonight?
I did some grocery shopping at Costco.
Oh, you know what? Oh. Good for you. What'd you get me? I'm starving. I am so goddamn hungry right now. It's not even... Anyway, Zach, she'll give you your 3-day passes. You will go to AwesomeCon. That's 20 through the 31st. So write a second for me. Kaylee will get some info from you, and you enjoy AwesomeCon, okay?
I will do, sir.
You got seconds for me, please. Morning.
Hello.
Hey, who are you?
Sorry?
Yeah. Yeah.
I am Tom.
Hey. What did I do last night? Night.
I sat lazy playing video games with my daughter.
Oh, very good. What are you playing?
We were Minecrafting.
Oh, there you go. There you go. God, that dude is a billionaire. Jesus Christ. Yeah. I wish he was sick. Makes me nauseous. Yesterday, I had to spend the day at the office.
Just say eye doctor.
The eye doctor yesterday. But the, and so I, things yesterday. Now, it's not going to be which state. I gave you the easy one. But, you know what's kind of cool that I did learn that I would love to try?
What's that?
There's a of doctors in California who've created it and they've tried it. It's just where you could put drops in your eye and it gives you night.
Oh, wow.
Is it like that weird green hue?
It's like looking through night vision goggles, but if you put the drop, having to get the goggles or anything like that, you would just put them in your eyes and then you have to use them at night. But then your eyes would function. They say it's very similar to where you are. Hold on one sec. I'll get you your AwesomeCon, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot.
You got it, Tom. Hold tight one second for me, please.
The duration of the
You know what we're still working on.
And when do you go blind?
Yeah.
No.
When do the studies come out saying don't do it?
No. Very akin to being a fish that lives in deep. Yeah. Or deep water fish, I guess. That's how they see. Very similar. It's drops in your eyes. I don't know what, but they found a natural molecule that could be created from algae and using other green plants. So you take these drops. I've never, I don't know that I've ever looked through like night vision goggles, like real night vision. I feel like as a kid.
What was that we did?
Night vision training.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. We did have night vision goggles, and those were legit.
I think that's the only time I've ever
won. I was going to say, like, as a kid, I'm sure I got some kind of, like, gun set or something that came with one of those, like a toy gun set.
Yeah.
But, no, you're right. Remember, we had to go in the full optical course at Quant, part of their night vision testing. And remember, like, you were looking to stay away from the bad guys and, like, advance through this.
Yeah.
Remember, we had to go running on and off that bus?
Yeah, and it was like, it was an obstacle.
You had to like climb under things.
Yeah.
It was not easy. but you also had like these big on your face.
For that,
drops in.
And then I remember the big German.
Those dogs were awesome.
Yes.
God, those dogs were great. But doesn't this sound kind of cool?
Oh, but what's the use for it?
Right at night.
Yeah, what, for nighttime driving, people are going to...
They said it's excellent night vision for seven for into these, what sound like very preliminary tests.
Okay, so I'm hours. I go to be out for a couple of hours. I'll pop in some night vision.
What happens when you walk into a room?
What happened when we were?
Oh,
Quantico?
Look at the douchey guy with his sunglasses on at dinner.
No, you don't have glasses on. These are drops. These are
no, saying, no. Saying you can't.
Fourth.
Well, do you know that?
I'm assuming.
Well, if it lasts for a couple of hours, let's say, right, and I'm only going to be out for 3 hours, I'm sure it does. Lights on. Dude, I would walk my neighborhood at
night. Think about how bad it is when you first flip on the light in the morning.
Okay, but that takes a second to have three hours of crystal in the night.
That's your eyes.
For a second of adjustment, I'll take that.
But that's your eyes being able to adjust because they don't have the crazy drops in them.
We'll just give you the night vision. Say anything about messing up day vision.
My eyes are so sensitive when I wake up.
Mine are.
I just have stuff in the dark.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Why?
And then I turn the light on for the shower.
Contacts in it messes you up?
No, the contacts don't. whether or not the...
Wait, so you turn on a light in the morning and you're like, oh my God, oh
yeah.
my God.
Oh God.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't have that at all.
If
I
you
turn
don't do it
on,
like quickly?
Subtly, like...
The members who ran through several tests using different distances and backgrounds, so the main volunteer was sports glasses indoors. Mm-hmm, because of the interior lighting. And like watery.
Oh, he's got little squinty eyes, guys. Looks hot.
But...
Am I the only one that's into it?
He was able.
You wouldn't force yourself to just like walk your. You know who this would be great for? Night security guards.
Yeah. See, there's a practical use.
Yeah.
Me going out to her. And I hate driving at night, but I don't hate it that much.
What do you mean?
To
you
risk
hate driving
long-term
at night?
Effects of this this compound
than driving in the day. I feel like I drive more at night anyway.
That's the night. The quiet people. Myself. Don't like driving. I don't like driving at all, but certainly not at night.
Oh, I prefer to never drive. But you have to.
No, but they say...
More at night than I do during the day. Or dark, drive here when it's dark.
Right.
I go home when...
So there's also
then I'm out, bro.
A lot fewer cars on the road, but think about it like 10 o'clock at night when there's still a lot of people on the road.
Okay, but now my vision drops? Dude, I'm saying everything looks like...
Oh, tunnel, I'm blinded!
Don't you... But don't you feel like everything would look like a video game? Like you're like living in a video game.
Well, I mean, maybe to a certain extent.
Yeah.
With that tinge to us to it?
Well, that's...
That stuff into this? The video game feel?
feel
benefit?
Like the benefits are great. This is a side benefit. It's fun. You feel like you can see awesomely.
I need some long-term studies.
I also feel like... Well, they just did it. They just did the study. They also feel like people have a natural fear. That's a natural fear because your sense of sight goes down. So the rest of your senses works whenever you lose one. So like you hear things. That's why like when you walk around at night and it's pitch black, you're like, oh, what'd I hear? Because your hearing sense, shoof. And if somebody comes up, like your touch sense, the rest of your senses go up. I don't know if taste does, but whatever. The everything of your eyes go down.
Right.
Now, if you could see everything, maybe you wouldn't have that just that in when it's dark out. So it would remedy that. You could see if people were hiding from you.
That something's always near.
No, but like
I can't now get the Iron Maiden song out of my head.
No, you'd be able to see like if crap was going on. You hear something, you're like, oh, squirrel. No, you know exactly what it is, because I'm looking right at it.
Yeah, but what if, like, I always heart skips a beat when I'm locking the door leaving in the morning?
Right.
And I hear another car door?
Right.
It's just somebody going, but it freaks me out.
Can just look at it.
No, it's obstructed, this line of sight. So I still, I drop current remedying that situation.
But you could turn around, you turn your head, and you're comforted by nuts.
Well, I can't. That's what I'm saying.
I
need something else.
You can see that there's, as opposed to turning around and knocking around not being able to see it, you could turn around and see that there's nothing there.
So it's x-ray drops also.
Well, no, you're not going to see somebody's cugini through their skirt.
Well, then how am I supposed to see through the house?
You just said you heard a car door.
Yeah.
So when you're at the door and with normal eyes, you hear the car door and you're like, me. I'm telling you, now there's no car there. Gone is here.
Hey, I dropped my keys.
And it was just somebody going to the gym?
Yeah, and he does it probably two or three times a week. On Monday, you've had those 2 days off, you're not expecting it, and you panic for a moment, just a flash. But then, of course, like, you're trying to be so quiet, and things louder than dropping your key twig of the whole house.
Where am I going, Kaylee? Line 4? Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, is this me?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Chris.
Hey,
I'm calling about the application for nighttime security for these drops.
Right.
Horrible idea. Well, it's a whole thing. All it takes is, hey, does someone shine up their face? And you're screwed for, vital seconds. Someone can just knock you out and go past it.
That you have night vision drop. Not going to shine a flashlight in your face. Most bad guys lighten you up with a flashlight away from you.
Well, if you're a nighttime burglar, you've got a flashlight.
I don't buy that. The effect was apparently almost endless, and after an hour, the guy was able to distinguish shapes from up to 10 meters away in the dark. How about that? Yes, 30 feet.
Right.
So an hour later, he was able to start making all that out. You're going to take some time for the eyes to adjust.
Yeah.
About an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, but after that, if something was 30 feet away.
Hey, criminal, don't come near me. I need a few more minutes.
He's got them too. Says on Twitter, more fear. The bad guys have these drops.
No, but then they talk, and he talks. Lucinda said, we had people go 50 meters. That's 150 feet. At 50 meters, I could, if they were against a tree, do that. Dude, how great is that? By the way, would this be good for hunters?
A tweeter from Chesterfield brought...
Yeah, so this is a good thing. Oh, by the way, happy belated birthday, Chesterfield tweeter. But is the, no, he said he was going to go see buttholes. The, he's going to strip club. The, maybe listening. The,
That's a different person.
Oh, see, somebody's got him right there. Somebody's got him right there.
That's him. This is from Ricky. He's got contacts in your eyes after 20 minutes. He can barely read. Now you want to be a superhero?
No, but now I'm just putting drops in.
You just said you can't put drops in.
You put them in the corner of your eyes and let them run in,
who
Diane.
Was the Cyclops who had like the red.
Yeah,
laser eyes.
That's awesome.
Peace on his face.
You wouldn't want that?
No.
Wouldn't you want something, though, where you could stand 50 meters away and distinguish Diane leaning up against a tree and make out her shape and form?
I've never been in a situation where I was wondering, is that Diane standing up against that tree?
It's like the big shotgun leaning against that tree. Nope.
No, but is there a need? Yeah, there you are. There's Tyler.
Where is the flashlight app on my phone? It's dark, I can't see.
You guys are so resistant to.
That's not true. We just like to see stuff play out over the course of many studies.
But you have
a lot of research.
You have to start. It would be great to win a marathon, but you're with a step. That's all they're doing.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm playing their efforts.
Yeah, but I feel
I'm
like
just
you're
not
already
signing up for the first human trial.
I feel like you're already poo-pooing the idea of like, well, I don't know.
Well,
you may.
But we've heard about some applications where it would benefit the person who's...
I hope you're not using security guard because they'll just shine a flashlight in your face and then you're blind.
No, thieves and hunters.
Where am I going, Kaylee? Line 7? By the way, hey, now that you mentioned, go back to... You know what we never went back to Quantico to do? Well, that's part of it is also you have to be invited. Remember we were going to do the gas chamber treatment?
Not all of us. Well,
do I want to do that? I'd love to go back and do. Were you with us for the night vision?
No.
You'd love it. No.
Woody?
Are you being sarcastic?
No. It was awesome. It's something you never get. I mean, unless you join the military.
You're
not going to do. No. None of us are. So you got to, like, put on all their gear and go, like, running around like you were being attacked. And you had to get through that. It was awesome.
Take your word for it.
And then they invited us back to try out the chamber.
You know what? Next couple of weeks are really busy.
That's okay. I scheduled it for 6 weeks from now, so we'll be good to go. I'm sorry, Kaylee. Where'd you say? Line 7? Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Elliot.
You're doing great, man. How are you?
Just driving to work.
Yeah, what can I do for you?
Yeah, so I think it'd be a really good idea for soldiers in the field or Marines in the out on a mission. I was in the Marine Corps, and having it is always a pain, and if you're staying out on a patrol at night or during the day and overnight, you have eye drops you can just throw in and instead of having gear on you.
So, like, when you, if you're doing an overnight, like, if you're overnight and you're stationed somewhere, like, do you have to wear the night vision goggles?
Well, my idea behind it is say, well, when I was in Afghanistan, we had to extremely long patrols, and sometimes we'd have to stay until dusk and then sometimes even longer into the night. Bring a night, but it just would be impractical at that point because we weren't planning for it.
Yeah, right.
Like, just, you know, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, see?
Then you have it right there. Ready
yeah.
For go.
Totally agree with you. Now, it's going to take an hour until they kick in, so you grab our ears on in the meantime. It's a time. All right, dude, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay, David, terrible idea for hunting. Hunting in the dark is way illegal, except for raccoon hunting.
Myself in deer piss.
Well, because you can't see. Be my guess is there's a danger behind hunting in the dark.
I had never heard that before.
I don't even know if that's true. But
because
don't guys,
you always...
No, guys go out at like
3, 4 in the morning, something.
F-crack 30. They go out early in the morning, so that you're going to tell me that's illegal. You guys are up in stands, like, before the sun comes up. My friend Randy goes duck hunting. I feel like he leaves at, like, 2 in the morning. 2 in the morning.
Maybe they're bending
the rules.
Or is that
just to get there? Is that just to get there and get set up?
I don't know. That's interesting. I've never been in that situation where we've had to wait, to hunt.
Have you ever been in that stand and you got to take a dump and you go in a bag? Because I do have a picture of Blake Shelton doing that.
Twitter thinks this is good. This is like vaping. Oh. We'll jump on board way too soon.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
How's it going?
Hey, what's up, Ben?
I was a former have experience using night vision.
Right.
I was going to say the enhancement would be enhance your natural night vision 6 hours for your natural night vision to kick in.
Yeah, but they say it's very similar to fish.
People that are used to not using their eyes, they use other senses. So that's kind of misleading.
No, but they have to be able to see. They have to.
Monitors around.
Right. And some
they have eyes.
Where it says that shapes up to 50 feet, each eye can see a human silhouette.
No, you weren't listening. It's 150 feet.
You can still see a person.
You can't.
If you can.
If I take you into the woods and stand Diane up against that tree at 150 feet, you're not making her out.
If the woods was an hour and a half you're looking for Diane, I guarantee shoulders at 150 feet.
Eyes have adjusted.
Yes.
Would you be able to make her out?
It's Diane.
But he would know it'd be a person, though.
No, but okay. But you know who that? You know who else that could be? A bad person. But if I can make out that it's Diane, then I...
the knight leaning up against a tree. Of course, it's a bad.
No, it could be you. You could just be like kick.
Fog of war. Who knows?
Hanging out, man.
Okay,
this guy's though. This guy's calling on his military experience. What are you drawing on?
Walking
out the middle of the night.
Hey, listen, I appreciate the phone call. Hey, you do the same. Thank you, dude. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Yeah, I just dropped the rocks in my eyes. Do they shine like Riddick?
Will your eyes shine like what? What?
Riddick. In the movies, Vin Diesel.
Oh, by the way, great reference. Great reference.
Because it went over all of our heads.
You know what? That's like, do my eyes illuminate a little bit of green because I got that algae in there? That's a
good thing. I never would it.
It would be pretty awesome.
I bet it has to.
I'd be old green eye. Cool.
It's like the picture that the animal that was sent to us. Its eyes are all glowing.
Which hand? Oh, no, that's because you're... What, Diane, what she's asking is I'm looking at you. I see and the rest of you. Like, if you look back at me and I have drops in, does it change the color of my eyes?
Well, I would think if they... A little bit of light, they would.
You wanted to make a really cool Cyclops X-Men reference, but I had already done it. So just Riddick.
Thank you, ma'am. Elliot, yeah, it's illegal in the dark. You get there, set up before the deer gets to the target area so they don't see you get there. Okay, that makes sense to me.
Then douse yourself with pee.
That makes total sense. Yep. Then I'm fired up and ready.
At that point, you're Elmer Fudd. The difference between the cartoon interpretation of hunting in real life. Is there?
All right, let's do some follow-up phone. There's so much good follow-up stuff. Such a good day. 866-2-ELLIOT, 866-235. Any good stories from yesterday? Forget all that you want to get into. It doesn't matter to me. 866-2-ELLIOT, 866-2468.
Elliot in the morning.
Authorities since of 295 near the Verina-Enon Bridge. A detour is posted before this situation is resolved. Watch for a stalled vehicle on the right shoulder of 95 northbound near the Lombardi Street overpass and watch for a cloak.
You may think you
show me the land,
but get ready. A little different. Name something an airline pilot might turn on after the plane takes off.
The engine.
Oh, folks, we're at feet right now. Suggested that we turn on the dino.
Tonight at 6 on Fox Richmond, TV 35, Cable 11, Digital, Cable 213.
On the next Big Bang Theory, Edison's biggest rival found...
We both know what your problem is.
We do?
My work would suffer, too, if I was getting weighed all the time.
Now, this Jesus must cover his trade.
Yes.
Before the truth is uncovered.
Was he naked, or was she wearing...
I didn't notice.
How could you not notice?
Well, I was too busy. He's squishing on her body.
Next Big Ben.
Live 7 on Fox Richmond, TV 35, Cable 11, Digital, Cable 213.
Morning, welcome to Croissant-Witch. Try saying Croissant-Witch.
Croissant-Witch.
Now say muffin.
Muffin.
Oh, no, that's boring.
Get Witch for just $4 only at Burger King.
This is what driving with this and out of tune engine feels like. Keep your engine running smooth. AutoZone and get all the parts you need for.
Maximize summer bottles of Gum Out Expert Series Fuel System Treatment for just $8. Restrictions and details.
When it comes to a common sense way to save you money, at Metro PCS, we hit around. You expect it from us, too. That's why right now, when you buy a 4G smartphone, you'll get a second 4G smartphone, like the LG Optimus EOS, free after mail-in rebate sales. And if free isn't a common sense way of saving money, we don't know what is. It is. Just with Metro PCS, we'll save you even more money. You get unlimited data, talk, and we put you on the nationwide T-Mobile network for just $30, period. So come to Metro PCS. The common sense way to save money. A smartphone. You get a smartphone free. Only at Metro PCS.
Time offer. Phone pricing and mail-in rebate requires payment for second month of service. $30 plan includes first 1 gigabyte of data at up to select devices only. Coverage and services at the store or MetroPCS.com for details and terms and conditions.
Coming into spring this month at Play Buick GMC during our event. You too can be a Hendrick driver by visiting the largest selection of vehicles in Virginia. Just a quarter mile past Short Pump Mall on West Broad Street. Over 500 new vehicles and 7,000 pre-owned vehicles to summer this season with 15% off vehicles. Up to 14 grand off MSRP on Silverados and Sierras. Up to 3 grand off MSRP on all Equinox and Terrain. And on all Malibus. Spring is fun with up to 5 grand off MSRP on select Buicks. Up to 6 grand off MSRP on Chevy Tahoe. And MSRP on all Acadias, Trans, and up to 3 grand off MS. What a way to get ready for summer with amazing savings. Find your roads online at HendrickRichmond.com. That's HendrickRichmond.com. At Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick G2, too, can be a Hendrick.
The time is Friday, Saturday in Las Vegas with Ed Sheeran, Bruno Mars, John Legend, and many others will be playing Tang Trio USA. For the hottest new venue on the Las Vegas Strip, don't miss out. You've never seen it. Single day and weekend to enjoy the legendary music festival this Friday and Saturday. Buy your tickets now or transportation and hotel pack. Visit TangRio.com.
Buying a used car can be really stressful for a first-timer.
A car can be an ordeal, even for an old pro like me.
This is the biggest I'll make here, you know?
It's a big purchase, you know.
I just want to be choice.
I just want to be Condoys.
At CarMax, we know everyone wants peace of mind when buying a car. That's why we offer a 5-day money-back guarantee. See store for details. As long as people drive cars, we'll be the best CarMax. Start here.
The Elliot in the Morning, D.C., Washington. Elliot in the Morning.
Let's go. But I'm Gerald, yeah. Just what I want. She's the flaunt, take a shot, but you know Yves Saint Laurent. But nope. She ain't with it though. All be on though. Boss, shit, she could never ever be a broker.
I'm not just another one of your many toys.
Tell you in the Morning, coming up a little bit later on this hour, it's to go to the Sweet Life Festival, giving those away all week. You'll see the Pixies, you'll see Billy. You'll see Vance Joy. 2 days of information you need, facebook.com/EITM online. By the way, I found out something that we're doing next week. Oh, it's good. It's good. But there's something that we'll be giving. Oh my God, it's fantastic. Can't wait for Monday to get here. Hey, Diane. Can't get those back. All right. Let me get into some 5-6 to Elliot. It's 235-5468. Line 2. Hi.
Good morning, Dr. Elliot.
Hey, yes, the doctor is in. What can I do for you, sir?
So it's Nats guy. I was curious. Yankees are in town.
Tuesday and Wednesday. I have tickets.
All right.
Yeah, so no, we're definitely going. Of course we're going. Are you kidding?
I was just curious. At some point, right?
What'd you say?
So we're catching a game at some point, right?
Oh, hell yeah. Of course we are. I said I was going to get 50 games in this year. I am at 3 so far. So I have, next week will get me to 45 more games to go.
15, so,
Are you really? Dude, I'm so envious of you. It is. I got to in the
door.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah. That's true. 3 more rounds of the NHL, and then I can kick officially into baseball. I believe they go. I Tuesday and Wednesday of next week that they have the Yankees in town. So yeah, no, I'll definitely.
Well, it's if I'm counting right, we're gonna have Strasburg and Gio going. So
Well, boy, if Strasburg got lit up last runs in three and a third, he had a just not ready yet.
No, it was his ankle last time they said. I don't
know. Yeah, who the hell knows? All right, let's do this. Next week, and we'll figure out where we're going to meet up. You got a brother to talk to you. Somebody watched the video yesterday? There's a couple of things from yesterday. Did anybody watch any of the dude? He's a kid who has a loose tooth, and his parrot pulls it out.
Now, you said parent?
Parrot, like, punch. What?
I get that.
Parrot. So they're
saying parrot?
No.
What is that?
Parrot. Yes, a bird. Parrot. Parrot head. Parrot. Like Guffet fan.
Oh, fans to the left.
Oh, hey, Kreider. No. So the so there's the parrot.
I'm confused.
That's it. Okay, can we stop? So there's a dude. His sister is filming him, and he's got a loose tooth, like right here, kind of towards the, like midway towards the back.
Yeah.
The parrot shoulder. And digs his head with his beak,
ooh,
his tooth out.
Oh,
I thought it was freaking awesome.
It was like a string.
No. Like he's got to keep this. Like he leads the parrot to the tooth with his tongue. The parrot gets, and you could tell he went away. And then he's able to eat a twist. He gets his beak around the tooth and takes the kid's tooth out of his head. It's awesome.
So the kid's letting him.
Fighting him. Fighting. Oh, yeah, he's doing it. It's awesome. And he does. He pulls the tooth out of the head. It's very old. It's the second best video going around today.
Other than...
Oh, here...
No, dude.
See, he uses the tongue.
That is so gross.
He uses the tongue. Now watch. Watch the bird. Wait, no, he's got to get in there. Come on, bird. Get in there. Here he goes. Now he's in. Nope. One more time. Come on, bird. There. See, now he twists. Here's the tooth.
Oh, my God.
That's awful. What if it's the wrong one? Exactly.
These aren't loose, so
how strong is the beak?
Because the parrot's a dentist, how does it know the
feel? It could feel with its beak, and he's leading him there with his tongue. It's the second best video going around. The first
not look sanitary.
The first best video is actually from a game show from Japan. Did you guys see this? I got to try this at some bar somewhere. Morning promotion where we can do it. Imagine a big, long straw that's about 2 feet long, okay?
All right.
Or, you know what? Straws, you imagine it thin. It almost needs to be big around. So almost like a really thin pipe or a tube through. A cockroach. You put it in the middle of the... I put the end of in my mouth and the end in whoever's mouth. This. Blow the bug into the other one's mouth.
Hell no.
That is a show. They have all the best stuff. That's a game show in Japan.
Do they show people losing?
Yeah, they show some chick who gets the cockroach in her mouth. It's hysterical. I have
Did
to try
it. Spit it out?
The stupid overnight news. But the, doesn't that look off that? Look at it.
You're blowing, so you're inhaling first.
Yes!
That could work against you.
Oh, yeah, look at it. No.
It's in her mouth. I think it went down. Yep. Because she doesn't spit it out. How? I got to try that.
No.
I have... Diane.
No.
Come on.
No.
Kaylee? What do you mean no? It's a cockroach. It doesn't...
No.
Tyler? Come on.
I'm a no as well.
Come on. Diane, don't be a pee.
You
Let's
can
go.
Find somebody to do it with you.
I got to do that at a bar.
I will kill it.
Well, it's inside the tube, Diane. You can't get to it.
Then I will dump it out of the tube and step on it.
Okay, but you'll lose the game.
Sorry.
The other guy, and I don't know, knows him. Kaylee, will you see if you could find me somebody who knows a 19-year-old dude, Brandon? I'm going to say E-A-U-L-I-N. Brandon Paulin. He is from, where is he from? Southern Maryland. He's 19. He was just sworn in as a mayor.
Oh, he's from Indian Head.
Indian Head? That's awesome. Yeah. During the election on May 5th, he was up against the town's current mayor. Paulin won with the possible 383 votes that were cast.
Yep.
He's the mayor. How awesome is that?
I think it's great.
The mayor-elect said his first plan of action. He got sworn in yesterday. Yesterday was the sworn in. That his first plan of action will be the job. And then his campaign promises, which include breathing new life into some of the town's vacant buildings, more businesses to move in, move city limits. Oh, so it sounds like he did take it seriously. It wasn't like...
Well, no, I mean, he's taking it seriously.
Hold on, line 8. Hi, Elliot, in the morning. Hi, who's this? Hey, Rachel, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Do you know Brandon Paulin from Indian Head?
I do. I actually teach his degree from him.
Wait, say that.
At the high school that he graduated.
Really?
Yeah.
I have to talk to him. The dude is a mayor.
He is a pretty awesome.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, is he a nice dude?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is he real smart? Like, can I ask you this? And if somebody is out whether to call, I mean this in the nicest way. Is he like formal kid, or is he like would I not have anything in common with him?
He's a normal kid, totally.
We have plans for Indian Head Ice.
What the hell is Indian Head Ice Town?
It's a Parks and Recreation reference.
Oh, okay. The what's his deal though? Like, why did he run for mayor?
It's been going downhill for a while. There's been a lot of businesses moving out, and so his plan is to try to make it better. He's lived in the city his whole life, and to make it a better place. So it's really cool to see somebody graduate and go get elected mayor at 19.
That's awesome.
So
he goes to the College of Southern Maryland.
Oh, okay.
Paulin is he's
community college.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a political science major at the College of Southern Maryland. Dude, that's awesome. At 19, how I was going to get another fake ID.
What was your job at 19?
I was working at a radio station.
But did you? Okay, but you.
I wasn't on the radio. It's like going to get Egg McMuffin. Yeah, that was my job. The, dude, he's 19 years old. Does he ever like, well, he can't. Well, I mean, he can. He can go where it's 18 to chill. Which he would do. Find him and tell him I'm looking for him.
I will. I'm on Facebook.
Yeah, please. Tell Brandon Paulin. I haven't been since Barry. And he at the time. No. He was long past mayor.
He was the carbon leaf. And I was like, wait, what?
Was he the mayor of their carnival?
Right. The last mayor we were friends with was mayor. He was a mayor. Remember, we went to his inaugural event.
We did. But now all I'm thinking, Pocahontas State Park.
That's this weekend, isn't it? I believe.
Is it this weekend?
Yeah, I believe the ragtime, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. I know Mayor Barry Previtt, and of course, Vice Mayor. Terry's the vice mayor.
His job's gonna ceremonial.
Oh, you know what? We have to send somebody. Bye, Terry. Yeah, tell Brandon I'm looking for him, okay?
Well, you have a great day.
Talk to you later. Can I go to line 3? Oh, wait, line 7? I can do that. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Good.
I'm doing great. Who's this? This is
Adam from Fredericksburg.
Hey, Adam from Fredericksburg. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. I'm calling because I take you up on that cockroach tube challenge.
Dude!
Yes? But the loser has to crunch down on the cockroach.
I'm in. Wait, are you like some like air blower?
Like, what's your low power, bro?
I just love stupid challenges like this that people like restaurants for many, many years.
Right.
And we used to use this stuff called liquid smoke we put in our ovens to make our ribs have to it. Well, one day I'm walking through the back and goes up to me. He goes, hey, Cotton. That's my last name. He's like, hey, Cotton. Get liquid smoke. He's like, $20 to take it, right? And I just did it because I love doing stuff.
That's
like
your
that.
Thing. With the shot.
I mean, I burnt for like an hour. I tasted a little smoky flavor, but nothing. I didn't know, no buzz, no like that. It was a very weirdly flavor, and then like I burnt.
I was hoping for more. All right, so now I have to figure out where we'll do it. But yeah, I'll totally do that.
I mean, I'm going to be at the Orioles Astros game on the 27th. Because I'm a huge Astros, but
no, I probably won't be there for the Astros. Or, by the way, you don't run into many Astros fans that are excitedly running.
I grew up in Texas, and I grew up during the Bagwell and Biggio era. So,
oh, the killer bee. Well, listen. You know what? If I haven't, but yeah, that may be worth doing.
I mean, I'm totally down. I love doing stupid stuff.
Wait, 1 second. Let me make sure I have you on record. Hi, Elliot. Elliot in the morning.
Molly, how are you?
Good. Are you calling me about Brandon Paulin, or are you calling me about something else?
I can talk to you about both, actually. Originally, because me and my husband went to meet Scott Weiland Monday night in Annapolis.
Oh, did you really?
I'm also from Indian Head, so I can see how empty it is, and it's really awesome that they're going to have more COVID put in.
Yeah, well, now it's a 19-year-old is running the goddamn city.
It's shocking, but I hope he does a good job. I mean,
hey, does everybody, like, is the Paulin family famous in Indian Head?
You know, I know this came up.
Oh, okay. Well, that's you know him.
Yeah. Right. But, yeah, there's nothing here. There used to be a grocery store that's closed up and grass is growing over the sidewalks. All the empty businesses are around. There's not that military base.
Nope, there's a new sheriff in town, in Icetown.
Ice Town.
Now, wait, so you said you went and met on Monday?
Yeah, we did. The show was great. He did a really good job. We met him. He was so shy and reserved. But he's really frail looking. It's kind of sad to see what he looked like. But I cannot see why people would have said that.
Now, two things. Number one, you'll remember the last time we checked in with Scott Weil and Tyler played for us the clip of him singing Vaseline. Sounded like absolute garbage.
Actually took a video of him singing Vaseline and did a great job.
Okay. Yeah. This goes back a number of years ago, but we did a promotional dinner with Weiland, and he is far more reserved than I expected him to be. He also told me that he was drinking a ton of wine that he didn't want to have the next day. It was the last stop on the tour. But he does come off very reserved.
Extremely. He signed my book for me. I asked him if I'd give him a kiss on the cheek, so I did, and then he made because his wife is going to be there soon. So he's like, I don't want her to see any lipstick. But he was really, really cool. We got a photo. It was...
You know what? Good for you. I'm happy to hear that he did well. I've got to let you go. I have a dignitary on line four that I have to go talk to.
Sure.
Yeah, hold on 1 sec. I'll do that for you.
Ben Wyatt.
Brandon Paulin.
Hey.
I'm sorry. Mayor Brandon Paulin, please.
Just call me Brandon.
Dude, you're the freaking mayor. Hey, did you just get a wild hair in your ass and wanted to be mayor, or were you like completely into it?
No, I've been into it 11, you know, going to meetings and stuff, but something need to change down my way, so.
11 years old, what is the, like, it sounds like, I mean, obviously you're a political science article, right? So I guess 11, I feel like that's, and I give you credit, isn't that young to start getting really fascinated by that kind of stuff?
I don't know, you know, I've always been interested in it when it comes, and I've always been concerned about community. It's my hometown, so I care about it.
God, than I am. You're a much better 19-year-old than I am as an adult. Hey, what meeting stuff would you go to as an 11-year-old?
You know, the town meetings I would go to, planning commission meetings, all the zoning I've been going toward to since then, and, you know, it kind of grew.
And so when you decided, family was cool when you decided to run?
Oh, yeah, they were totally supportive.
Is this the first time you were in public office?
Yeah.
Was it harder than you thought it would be? I mean, you kicked everybody's ass. It doesn't look
hard. It actually was kind of a little bit easier than it be, but I mean, it was tons of fun, that's for sure.
So what do you, like, what have you, you got sworn in yesterday. Did you have, like, a party or anything last night?
I just went home, went to sleep. Many news interviews and stuff, I just knocked out.
So when is there a goal to, first of all, I love the age of 19, ran for mayor. I love that you won. I love that it's not like a, hey, look for prom queen. Like, you know, like, so what are you, like, when are you going to have, like, an event or something? I want to come out and see what's going on.
You know, we have town meetings every month. The big thing that I want to start working on is coming up with some bacon building solutions and getting some business down to the area.
All right, well, I can't, a month for me, I could send Diane to the meet one.
All right, that would be awesome, man. Awesome.
I mean, she's out of the news department. I feel like that's right up her alley. I'm more for, like, the fun events.
Oh, yeah.
Your objectives, Diane. And are you at Brandon? Are you at Allen on?
Yeah, that's me.
I didn't know if it was a pair. No, are you the only mayor with hashtag natitude in your Twitter bio?
What?
And have red. Are you the only mayor with in your Twitter bio in the U.S.?
Probably, but I mean, you know, I'm 2 minutes outside of D.C. my entire life, so hey.
So all right, here's what I want to do. First of all, congratulations. Number two, I can't believe, not by known a mayor, and he wasn't even an actor. So you're really the first act known.
Oh, thanks. I mean, I listen to the show all the time.
I appreciate that. That's very kind of you. And I do want to find some of that. It have to be right away, but I do want an event where we can all come out there and kind of lend a hand or promote something for you.
Okay, yeah, I'll let you guys know.
Yeah, we got definitely. I can't do anything tonight. Well, as you know, tonight's game seven, so I, you know, kind of take. Yeah, no, I know, but I don't want mayoral things to get in the way. It's game seven.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Okay. Nope. Very good. All right. So listen, we'll figure some. We will team up. We'll win campaign, and we'll figure out something that we can do to help out and kind of revitalize the.
right. So
wait, hold on. Yes,
it's
Tyler?
The Paulin administration.
Oh, that's right. That's it. That's right. Not the candidate.
He's
Paulin
administration. Mayor Brandon.
Whatever. Thank you. Mayor Brandon, first of all, thank you very much for taking time out of the schedule us in today. But seriously, I'm going to put you through to Kaylee. I want to get a phone number from you, but we're going to team up and do something together, all right?
All right. Sounds fantastic.
You got it. Hey, thank you, Brandon. Hold tight 1 second.
Will do.
How about that? Just talk to a mayor.
His advisors are partner with him.
The you guys started pulling him away at some point. All right, let me take Live Festival.
It in the morning. XL 102. Weekdays after Elliot, it's the longest set of commercial-free music in Richmond.
Maybe.
We're probably not. 2 hours of music free from interruption.
I'll make a tea.
XL1X Alternative.
From the Niesk Center. 295 blocked in both directions due to a police situation. Throwing you through detours for both to pass spillover to Pocahontas Park near Chester Hopewell and 288. It's on Jeff Davis at Happy Hill, Hull Street at Turner Road and Chamberlain near Brook Road.
This report is brought to you by Taylor. Make every ride the ride of your life at Nissan. Get exciting performance and surprising offers on their most innovative lineup ever. On store and choose Nissan the ride of your life. But hurry, offer ends soon. Nissan, innovation that excites.
This sealed buttermilk being poured into a measuring cup. Listen to how it is. A pound of real buttermilk being mixed with flour. This whole symphony. Beautiful. This is made from scratch.
The Mile High Bacon, Egg, and Cheese Biscuit with thick-cut Applewood pieces. Only at Hardy. Participating restaurants.
Sleepy's one day was today only. 10 a.m. Get a Sealy, Serta, and Beautyrest two-piece set in any Disney size starting at just 9. Choose twin, you'll get any size for one incredible low price. Plus get free delivery at Serta Eye Comfort and more. One day sale today. Sleepy's has more name brand mattresses than anyone. So forget the amateurs. Trust Sleep Mattress Professionals.
It's on fire right now. Fire right now and leading the charge are my friends over at Voltage Vaping. The friendliest, most knowledgeable staff all throughout Richmond. Wherever you're at in life, smoke, you vaped a little bit, you've never wore, you're a pro. Voltage Vaping, that's the one place you go. Drop by for a hang and talk to Jay Taylor and his staff over there. They will take the best comments. If you don't understand something in it, and they customize for every customer. Tweak, purchase an E, a Delta 2 tank or an Aero Tank Mega, and you get 10% off your entire purchase. Tweak special too, like purchase a 30ml of Classified Crisp 3. It's really good. And receive a second bottle for half. That's the best stuff, and they're constant. New items include a Mad Hatter RDA clone. They've got a Kennedy V3 RDA mod clone. Voltage Vaping, right off 288 on Chester Road in the Whistle Stop Shopping Center at Voltage Vaping.
Yes, switching banks can be a hassle, but for extremely easy with our Switch Kit. And here's the biggie, the First Capital debit card. It's the 5 or 10 cents back on every purchase over a dollar. Yeah, cash is easier. Visit One Cap Day to earn more. First Capital Bank. It's your money. Let's remember FDIC.
People come to Dime extraordinary value and unrivaled selection. But what impresses them even more is our after-the-sale warranties and guarantees, 30-day no-questions-asked guarantee, and a 90-day nationwide price guarantee. We want you to love your diamond. Not to give you free maintenance for life on ring sizing, free. Rhodium finish, free. New prongs, free. Free. Appraisal, free. No charge. Even if you accidentally knock out an accent diamond, Diamonds Direct will replace it at no charge. See what other stores charge you for free. And while other jewelry stores require you to have your jewelry constantly inspected intact, at Diamonds Direct inspection required. And when you're ready to upgrade 110% of your original purchase price toward the new stone, that's 10% appreciation when you trade in for a larger stone. Diamonds Direct, extraordinary for during and after the sale. Short Village across from Whole Foods.
The Richmond Gun Show returns to the Richmond Raceway Complex this weekend. It's your one-stop gun show. Three tables, two buildings, with the shooting sports and self-defense at low gun show prices. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. The Richmond Gun Show. Richmond Raceway. This weekend. Buy or renew your NRA membership at this show. More info and dollar off at CEGunShows.com. That's CEGunShows.com.
Companies grow. Well, not growing with iHeartRichmondAdvertising.com.
Back to Elliot in the Morning on XL.
quiet night in our Massachusetts town. Everyone seems to have somewhere in he's struggling to put one foot in front of the other. Maybe you should just remember me. I surround myself with people, extraordinary people.
Hello, morning. All right, we got to get into some news. After that,
I'll give you tickets for the Sweet Life Festival, taking place at Merrywood of the Month. So I'll get you your two-day passes for that. But don't forget, later on this morning, this is McHale. Tickets to go see the Wizards and the Hawks on Friday night. We've got playoff tickets for you. Guys, have it, hockey fans. We got Rangers Capitals game 7 tonight up at Madison Square Garden. It's about 12 hours from now. If I stop, I start getting that pit in my stomach.
What do you mean?
Like nervous, anxious, like go. Because there's a real good possibility I'm going to be ecstatic at this time tomorrow.
No.
That could be an optimistic. So you get yourself a game 7 tonight. Assuming things go right. And I hope they do. We'll be right back to giving away tickets for them as well tomorrow. But I will have tickets for you to see the Wizards and Hawks on Friday night. All right, Diane. Oh, and then, you know what? I can wait after the news. But I'm going to... The story's... I mean, it's fascinating to me. And it's somebody famous. But you know what? I'll get there in a second. Let's get into some news, please.
Latest from the train derailments in Philadelphia. 6 dead now. People who were last night are listed as 8 critical. 100 train number 188 that was carrying 243 people from Union Station in D.C. up north tonight derailed in Richmond neighborhood. People who were on the train said the front of the train would turn when it started to shake. That is when the train derailed. They said it's a point where a 70 miles goes into a curve down normally to about 50 miles per hour.
Right.
Obviously, it's still very early in the investigation on the scene this morning. Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nunn, the accident scene with...
It is an absolute disastrous mess. If there's anything like this, personnel will say that as well.
So the latest death toll is at 6. Again, there were 8 people who were still listed and 40 people hurt after that Union Station last night.
They said went off the rails and started rolling, which I can't even imagine what that's like.
Well, they said he was sitting next to his mom, and he had to catch her. People said suitcases were flying everywhere.
There were people when the train stopped in the overhead luggage area. That's where they came to rest. Like, yeah. I can't even imagine. And, I mean, I've been on Amtrak trains. I couldn't even tell you if there's a seatbelt on them. I don't think, there's no seatbelt. No seats on there.
No. Absolute chaos.
So it starts rolling. I can't even, I mean, bodies just have to be flying all over the place.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
Traffic problems for people on Interstate 295 in County. It was closed in because of police response at the Verina Enon Bridge overnight when a man had called a emergency hotline because he was threatening to people saying he had a gun, although that had not been confirmed by police. So I guess they were trying to negotiate the man down to a safe ending to that. In Rockville, there are people in that neighborhood where that couple was found dead over the weekend who are still very uneasy. This morning, no arrests have been Dick and Jody Villardo.
Right, so this is the couple that we've been talking about, the elderly couple who, not far from here, they had gone to Charlestown and got back Saturday night going into Mother, and they were going to go meet up with some friends and stuff for Mother's Day, and they didn't show.
Right.
So there was when they got to the house, mom was dead inside the house. Dad, was, and there was the was it a robbery got from the casino?
Yeah.
And then obviously that the investigation's still underway. Was there much new yesterday?
I guess they're on the possibility of being a burglary, but they still. Unclear. I guess they weren't sure. Obviously, they've had evidence crews out there collecting what they could from not only around the house, but also, nearby. But they said that they hadn't completely come through and given information as to whether it was a firm burglary
right.
that was in progress. Prosecutors and lawyers to make their case on either side in the death penalty of Tsarnaev in months will be presented to the jury. Expected to begin deliberations later today after they get the from the judge. This is 4 months. Trial and the jury selection began. Obviously, the people who are on his side, the Tsarnaev's, it's fitting for him to end up in a maximum security prison, obviously sure. the supermax that everybody believes part of his life sentence in, but other people on the other side, obviously, lawyers for the state are saying, no, that's too easy.
Right.
They should go with the death penalty.
It'll be interesting to see. If you go back over the last couple of decades, there's been a shift in instead of death versus life. Back up a couple of decades, more people were, shouldn't say into, but more people lean towards giving somebody the death penalty and seeing somebody executed. That's kind of shifted over the last couple of decades, where it's almost gone the other way now, where most think, you know what, think of a way out, put them in prison for the life. I was reading either yesterday or the day before, they were talking about, doesn't seem to be the case in this one, I believe one way or the other. But when they talk to people, and obviously they're not talking to anybody that makes up the jury, but stepping away from the jury, shied away from or started to lean more towards, I'd rather give somebody life. When he comes up, it starts shifting back the other way, where it's like, listen, if there's somebody who just deserves to die, let's let it be him.
Mm-hmm. UVA Associate Nicole Aramo suing Rolling Stone magazine yesterday for more than $7.5 million, saying that ever since since the story about the alleged gang rape on campus came out, and more concerned about protecting the reputation than helping victims of assault. The whole story centered around seven men at the Phi Kappa in September of 2012. The fraternity also saying it's going to be on magazine. No winner for Mega Millions. That means Friday's drawing will go up to $1 million. Powerball tonight is at $100 million. And Mr. Wonderful talking once again about wanting to buy an NFL team and bring football to Toronto. Kevin O'Leary acknowledges, man, that's expensive.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
So I guess he
Jeopardy last night?
Yeah, it was him and the astronaut.
Oh, Mark won. Oh, spoiler.
What?
No.
That's not a spoiler.
It's the opposite of it.
Yeah.
It's not giving anything away.
Yeah. Talking.
I bet Kevin O'Leary won.
About buying a team, saying, you know, he was part of that group trying to bring the Buffalo Bills to Canada. He would have to buy a team, but it is financially impossible.
It's not impossible.
For him. Well.
Mark Cuban owns a team.
Well, he needs
Mark Cuban is Kevin O'Leary. It's out of this world.
Mark runs the Shark Tank. Isn't Cuban like tenfold richer?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not even close.
Yeah.
This quarterback holds the distinction of being the only person to win both a Super Bowl episode of Celebrity Jeopardy.
So Aaron Rodgers was your big winner.
Easily defeated Kelly and O'Leary.
Oh, did they do daily? That's pretty good. Sitting on that all day.
Like you mentioned, it all comes down to a night between the Washington Capitals Rangers at Madison Square Garden.
Yes.
The winner will advance to the Eastern Conference Finals, beating the Montreal Canadiens 4-1 to win their series as they sit and wait to see who wins tonight.
Get on the OV train. Who loves a big stage more than Alex? Oh, my God, I can't wait for tonight.
Playoffs, the Wizards are in Atlanta tonight for Game 5 against the Hawks. They are tied last night. Cavaliers beat the Bulls for series lead. Rockets over the L.A. Leads that to 2. The NBA announcing the draft is going to, once again, be held at the Barclays in Brooklyn. Also, Mayweather Manny Pacquiao fight broke several boxing records, including pay-per-view $1 billion telecast purchase rating, more than $500 million.
Jesus Christ.
Nearly doubling the previous pay-per-view record for buyers and revenue of just over 60, also brought in over 72.
Number one, I think I read correctly that Floyd Mayweather made more on that fight than LeBron James has made his entire career.
Whoa.
Two, going back to basketball, is Dwight Howard, he plays for the Rockets, correct? Is he getting in trouble for the video of him with a fan telling the fan come down on the court and say it?
I don't think he will.
It's so weird to say.
I was watching the Cavs-Bulls game last night, and they were mentioning at least two other, and Howard, but two right. other instances where guys got into it with fans. Like, I think nowadays...
It's one thing to get fans. I'll get into it with other players through the glass.
Yeah, but it was almost a Howard video when you watch it. It's not as bad as you think it's going to be.
Oh, see,
it's just like, yeah, come down here.
He's not like, hey, come down here, I'm getting ready to beat your ass.
No, he's
anything.
Not like halfway in the stands. He stands like our test and like, come on down.
So it's not as bad as they're making it out to be.
There's more footage. I saw, I don't know, 20 seconds of it yesterday.
Oh, no, I just saw the story. He was somebody in the stands who would fight. Can you imagine, though? Floyd Mayweather,
a night.
Amazing.
Ben Lopez's entire career. God damn. Man, I gotta chase that paper. It's paper.
Look at news and sports.
Soundtrack for a road trip by streaming music right from your phone. Strong can introduce you to roadside fare, like pickled pig's feet, thanks to helpful Yelp reviews.
Can't believe you ate that.
Strong make everyone back home wish they'd eat with you. When they see all the photos you posted.
140 likes.
Think what Strong can do for you.
All right.
AT&T strongest 4G LTE signal. They text and drive. They can wait.
AT&T now and get the HTC One M9 for zero down with AT&T Next. Capture all with its new dynamic 20-megapixel camera.
Signal strength claim based only on average 4G LTE signal strength from Drink for National Carriers. Qualified credit, installment agreement, and wireless service. Tax due at sale. Other charges and restrictions apply. Visit a store for details.
Richmond's Morning Show. Elliot in the 102.2.
So he said he was going to do some stuff. In my mind, I said,
"You like?
It's not bad at all."
He's singing it on.
It's good. Say again.
I believe he's performing.
Oh, he's got to hurry. You know, hurry. You know that show's going away. 866-235-5468. Call me right now. I will give you a pair of tickets for both festivals. Elliot, 866-235-5468. I'll give you your tickets to the Sweet Life Festival. We'll get a winner next. 866-2-ELLIOT. 866-235-5468.
Elliot in the XL102.
No matter how much taste a person has, it doesn't mean they have flavor. Acute is a verb. It isn't something you do. Tasting is the freedom out. It's sampling and dabbling. We freed up your choices at Qdoba. Now, you can burrito however you want. No sacrificing on your favorite toppings like queso and guacamole. So go it all in and order with abandon. Only at Qdoba.
Ann Bannister. Naked Bar.
Hot. To it with a buffet-style naked burrito bar with catering from Qdoba Mexican Grill. Fit for graduates of size. Easy, delicious, worry-free. Call 888-QDOBA-2GO.
Hey, it's Elliot for Pearson. You hear me talk about Pearson Mazda and the value that customers receive with a pre-owned certified Mazda. The Mazda factory has even more Mazda. Pearson Mazda is a certified pre-owned dealer from here to Florida. Pearson Mazda sells more certified pre-owned melts in the Southeast because they price them to move, and that means a better deal for you. Visit Pearson Mazda today in the 20 West Broad Street or online at PearsonMazda.com.
Hey, veteran vapors of Ashland help you say hello to spring with a refreshing new juice flavors. Stop in and shop a variety of vaping products and now offering over 80 unique flavors. Vapors of Ashland will help you find a combination you'll love. Mention this ad to receive 15% off your purchase of $25 or more. Veterans giving back to the community. Veteran Vapors of Ashland, located on Route 1. For more info, call 299-2990. Or go to
veteranvapors.com. Expert Series Fuel System Treatment cleans, conditions, and prevents future buildup in your engine performance, fuel economy, and reduce wear for longer engine life. All in one simple little bottle. Pick some up at AutoZone today and get in the zone. AutoZone.
Hottest Hot Live, Carbon Leaf's Ragtime Carnival, a two-day event filled with the best indie music any on Saturday, May 15th in State Park. It's Carbon Leaf. Along with a Trigger Hippie, featuring Joan Osborne, Steve Gorman, and other crack musicians. People's Blues of Richmond. And singer-actor Jeff Daniels with the Ben Daniels Band and many Carbon Leaf's Ragtime Carnivals Barbecue in Chester and online at folklife.com. Tickets for the two-day events, the Advanced Live. So get yours now. It's a carnival in the gorgeous State Park with Carbon Leaf, Trigger Hippie, Jeff Daniels, and many, many more. If you want the best live music, you gotta hunt us live.
When is the soon and too late? Right now. The Lexus It's Your Turn sales event. Receive a complimentary maintenance plan on IAT certified pre-owned models. Exclusive. Each Lexus CPO is meticulously backed by a comprehensive factory warranty. See Lexus of Richmond on Midlothian.
Plan covers basic scheduled maintenance for maintenance clause and whichever comes first from the date of your CPO purchase. Offer ends June 1st. See your participating Lexus dealer for details.
295 blocked in police situation, a detour, but it makes Pocahontas Parkway run slow. 95 and Laburnum, and also 95 northbound near Chester Hopewell and 288. Watch for collision Clay at 7th and Jeff Davis at half.
Back to on XL102. Elliot's hit.
Just sent a tweet to us. The drummer on Steven Tyler's song. Careful when you lean. The drummer on Steven Tyler's song is cool. Awesome chick. I know Tyler loves the lady drummers. That's awesome. That's very cool. Way to go, Food Squares. Sorry. Whatever.
So watch AI tonight.
Oh, yeah. That's right. To see them on Idol. Somebody will have to, no offense to Stevens on. So, I'll DVR and then get back to that. All right, 866-235-5858. Hi.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
Hello.
Yeah, I got you right here. Okay. Hi, who's this? Hey, Mike, how are you, sir? If you a pair of tickets, you will go to the Sweet Life Festival May 30th and 30th. Everybody's there. The Pixies are there. Vance Joy is there. Bleachers are there. Bill is there. You get two great days. If you hold tight 1 second for me, Kaylee will get some, and you enjoy the show, all right?
Great.
Hey, you got it, dude. Hold on 1 second. Those tickets, by the way, for everybody, they're available through Ticketfly.com. Need information on the show, the full lineup for both days, Facebook.com/ITM online. Everything that Life Festival, you can find there. Oh, there. Oh, Kaylee. We know who that is.
The golfer?
Famous golfer, right. And now here's where I need help, because I don't understand anything about the story. So here's the part that I do understand. Married. Okay? And then John Daly had an affair and divorced his wife. And why why his divorce Supreme Court.
Well, first, he was married to a former guest.
That's right.
She wrote the book. Sherry, 2011.
She's a very nice lady.
It was for the...
That's right. That's right. She was very, very nice.
New York Times.
Yeah, so her name is Sherry. Here's what I don't get, though. The one that he had the affair with...
Yeah, her name is...
Okay, so Anna is fiancé. I don't understand the story. Fiancé... And then Sherry is So, Anna is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to throw out a lawsuit that sued her for breaking to Sherry. Well, somebody, they decide they're going to get married. And I'm sure 90% of the time, the soon-to-be ex-wife hates that woman and blames her.
It's the state Supreme Court. It's not the U.S. Supreme Court.
No. The fiancé of professional golfer John Daly asked Supreme Court to throw out a lawsuit that blames her previous marriage.
She needs the court to overrule something the state Supreme Court.
So the Miss
Green gave the green light to. That's what why she's saying against the state Supreme Court.
In fact, Mississippi Supreme Court.
What state?
Mississippi.
Vomited at the end there. Mississippi.
No, he's giving it the southern.
No, I know how to say Mississippi. I can also spell it. this isn't helping. I'm trying to understand. The Mississippi Supreme Court gave the green light to Sherry, the ex, against the fiance, claiming alienation of a. So let's say, for example, Jackie and I get cheated on Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
Does that happen a lot where Jackie Newsman that I had an affair with?
Well, Mississippi is one of only a handful of states that permits lawsuits for
like that
for alienation of affection. She's blaming the mistress.
What is alienation of affection? Is that you're the other woman?
Diminish? Yeah. No. I'm the wife is suing.
The girl, right.
Because she's saying...
She's the fourth wife.
Okay.
Can we clarify?
Okay. Well, he was still married to her.
Sherry was, I believe, the fourth wife.
But that's irrelevant.
Well, you're saying wife, the sweetheart.
Well,
the other ones pursue legal action?
Not against Anna.
Well, against Sherry.
Only wife three could. John cheated on...
I don't
wife
remember.
Three.
It's in the book.
Because if they never cheated, then there's no leg to stand on.
Can you do this then? It
just says one in full. I guess if...
You can't sue the woman...
Mississippi, alienation of affection. I guess she could...
Does that mean, though, like you don't have sex anymore? Because
I'm going to say that because having sex with
the other woman...
Mistress, now fiance...
Right, let's just call it confusing.
That they're... Well, they have suffered because of it.
Okay, but you can't sue somebody for that.
You can in Mississippi.
You can't sue somebody for that, but you win lawsuits because of that. But because something happened, like he had and he can't have sex anymore, and the desires are gone, and the lawsuit.
The only
but
states
it's not
where,
the inability to have sex.
Right. This says the states where you can sue for this.
Can I sue, and is it only for female? Like, if Jackie had an affair, it'd be with that guy. Could I sue that guy? For something of affection? Application of affection?
I would think you could do it whether you're man or... It's your suing... Because of your spouse.
Doesn't that mean petty?
Well, when you read about Sherry, trysts happened.
Oh, here we go.
Seems...
Where did they happen?
It
happened is really irrelevant.
Oh, it's not at all.
State.
It's
Mississippi.
Completely relevant.
No, but, like, are you talking about, like, oh, they had, like, they had sex at hell?
Yes. Anna says, I don't live in Mississippi, and neither do you should have no interest in our business. And then Sherry's like, no. Odo County, Mississippi, you guys had a sexual tryst.
So they had sex?
Yeah.
So
it doesn't matter. It happened in Mississippi.
So Jackie cheats on me. I got to bet he takes her to Mississippi, and then I sue.
Hawaii, Illinois, or New Mexico, North Carolina. So everybody else is about. But those states you can still sue for. Alienation of affection.
In 2012, a court agreed with Anna, and this is ridiculous. They threw out the law. She came back and said, well, what about that tryst?
Right.
And that's okay. And that's now why they're, Anna and John are outside signs for the Supreme Court to throw it out. U.S. Supreme Court.
Has the case already made with the Supreme Court? They just haven't heard it yet. That happened. When do I go downtown and see John Daly?
The mistresses have already appealed. And I guess the lawyer, Harry...
I can't keep the Daily straight.
18th to respond. And then the Supreme Court weighs in.
So, in other states, you can't... Can you go after the mistress? No.
For alienation of affection?
For anything.
I don't think so. Well, it depends. I mean, like, maybe there are some AL would allow you to.
Like, could she's doing?
I don't think so.
That's nuts, though. I can't tell if I like the law or I hate the law.
And the stuff would still, like, this in Mississippi.
Right.
It should not need a higher power of the Supreme Court of Mississippi to step in. That's not like they're going...
I don't understand what Daly and the mistress are arguing. The law says that if they have... So they want the rule. They want the law changed.
I don't think that they're, or at least what I've read, copping to the tryst in DeSoto County.
So they did DeSoto County.
Or they're saying, maybe they're saying, come on, this is a ridiculous law. Books.
It's like those blue laws.
Can't hit the mix on Sunday.
There's plenty of states that have... I don't know how long it's been, but legitimate then she can just get more damages, I guess.
But what damages is she? Oh, she's like house and all the other stuff that they usually try to get.
Yeah. I mean, all she has to do is, I did this in this state.
Even if you, so all they had to do is have sex once in that state, and that's it.
If they can say, well, it contributed to breakdown of our relationship.
I would buy a ticket for Joe to Mississippi. So I could sue.
Here's Ryan on Twitter. Obviously, what happens in Mississippi,
okay,
stay in Mississippi. Mississippi.
The comeback guy.
Dick. Where am I going? Line 4? Hi, Elliot.
Sherry,
good morning.
Follows us on Sherry.
Oh, ask her. Tell her we're doing her today. I would take her. Hi, Elliot. Good morning.
Elliot, you'll find out in June or not. That's when they set their docket for the next. And again in October, we're actually hearing the cases.
Is there any chance that they take this and it gets thrown out? Or is this one of those cases they take so they don't have to deal with something legit?
I would say they throw it out, make their own laws. This isn't like a state-on-state issue. This is you versus state. They generally don't take these unless it's egregious.
Well, if you ask Sherry, then...
it's in the grid, Teddy.
You do like the idea, though, of being able to go after the mistress in a lawsuit. I do kind of like that. That's just a little bit of. And now listen, I'm always one in this in the love triangle. I'm always the first one to fall down. Or doing the cheating. This is a little. Don't wait candy around.
So the only thing to consider, if you're in your master plan, you've got to have the act committed in the state. Fly them down, have them go down on vacation.
So that they had sex.
Yeah, it makes sure.
How do they? Well, that brings up a great question. Hey, thank you, sir. That brings up a great question. How does Sherry know that Davis consummated in?
Sorry, Mississippi.
Just says that.
Oh, well, if I were John Daly, according to second, didn't bang it there. Next, isn't that the easiest way out?
Well, I'm assuming she.
Were you there? No, I mean, unless there's like a video.
I don't know. I mean, was that one of those things where it's like were they there for a long weekend or something?
You've been every time you've gone away for a long weekend, have you, Guy?
No.
Thank you. That's me as John Daly.
Although we've learned in the past that Elliot says that is expected.
Mom.
I'm in a hotel. I'm paying for everything.
He has been with this woman for 7 years. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Move on, people.
Not you, Sherry.
No.
His Twitter follower.
No, but aren't you with me? Don't you kind of look that you could sue for that?
I've certainly never come across it before.
Most of the time, you just like... I say that I would be petty, but I know myself too well. I would just walk away and go like, all right, free to go. Peace. Honey.
Yeah, so they've been together forever, but he just proposed in December.
Doesn't John Daly say that Sherry a little bit of a Budinsky in their relationship?
Well, some could say
the lawsuit is one thing, but is it always like the nagging and the nagging?
I don't know. I mean, who knows if that was previous and then deleted because they are in the midst of this case? You know,
where am I going, Kaylee? On Kaylee. Hi, Ellie. In the morning.
Hi, is it me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Andy. Andy?
Oh, yes.
So, I just realized you were talking about alienation of affection, and I heard you talking, like, it's if they have. Well, I know in North Carolina, it doesn't help. I know of a story in North Carolina where the couple had been separated for years and they weren't legally divorced. So, but he started, the husband started dating someone in Virginia. And all they had to show was that he bought the new woman earlobe and, like, the woman, a private investigator following, like, pictures and stuff of them just at a hotel. It didn't matter that they had proof of anything. It was just that they were in the state together.
Which part of the triangle are you?
I'd rather not.
You're either the wife investigator or you're the mistress.
No, I'm not actually. I'm a family member of one of the members.
Okay. But here's where it's a little unfair. You'd separated for years, and after being separated for years, you're not allowed to even take them away for a weekend to North Carolina.
Part, and the divorce wasn't official, all that stuff. But and she still was a new woman. And I think it's an antiquated law, personally. It goes all the way back to when it's just, I don't know. I think it's a...
The golden
strange,
years.
Strange
but the, but like, I don't know what if I had to vote, and they, what is the appropriate amount of time that a couple should be, for either one, I don't care if you're a man or a woman, should be able to be intimate with somebody else?
I don't think that the law,
the day after. No, you know what I mean? Like, this point.
Exactly. Well, and I think that's why some people just didn't. And it's not about the money, It's not, it's not always about the money. It's just people are jealous and, I don't know.
Let me ask you this. Back to the one that, the North Carolina. Who?
The ex won it. The ex won it. She won, there's a...
So she separated from the guy for years. She won the case, that woman in North Carolina.
Yep, because they weren't.
Dude. Note to self: if you're separated, find out the state laws. That's the last. You can't even drive through the goddamn.
Exactly. Pretty much. And I think he's still in appeals and stuff. But who knows what'll happen.
But he hate the ex for being petty. After 6 years to file that lawsuit,
I would.
I think she's petty.
Right.
So she's team mistress.
But you could also argue, hey, thank you, ma'am. Maybe I'll be smart.
Way to make money, right?
You want, and you're causing a disturbance.
Exactly.
Didn't say you were fishing off the other pier. But now look what I'm going to make it up. They both hate you anyway. Imagine walking into court and having to look that in the face. Oh, my God. All right, let me do this. Now I got everybody on hold. On hold. Kaylee, will you ask these people a quick break? I'll grab you next.
Elliot in the morning. 295, both directions at the currently blocked due to a police situation. It could be several more hours before the situation is resolved. A detour is in place. It also makes both directions between 95 and Laburnum. Watch for collisions, Clay at 7 at Village Parkway. Lift, look no further than the brand new Crown Lift Trucks location at 5 Court Suite 160 in Sandston. You'll find duty Crown forklifts with reliable parts and service packages designed and offers various financing and lease programs. Stop by Crown Lift Trucks or call Crown Lift Trucks today 09058. That's 40 or visit crown.com.
The Virginia Lottery presents 5 quick reasons to smile. Number 1, cows form and even have cow best friends. Number 2, a good hug can lower blood pressure. Number 3, stands while they sleep so they don't float. A litter of pug puppies is called a grumble. And number 5, cash for life. With drawings every Monday and Thursday, $1,000 a day or week for life, there's always a reason to smile. Cash for life from the Virginia Lottery. Odds of winning top prize are 1 in 21.8 million.
Sleepy's one day was today all day only. 10 a.m. Get a Sealy, Sealerta, and Beauty Rest set in any size starting at just $3.99. Choose twin, full, or queen size. You'll get any size for one incredible day. Plus, get free delivery on Tempur-Pedic, Serta, Eye Comfort, and more during our one day sale today. Sleepy's has more mattresses than anyone. So for plumage, trust Sleepy's, the only mattress professionals.
It's the grand opening of Clouds Vapor Midlothian Superstore. Bigger and better. Quicker. Over 25 premium Suicide Bunny, 5 Pawns, Ruthless, Lost Art, Jimmy the Juice Man, Ayas,
knowledgeable staff today. From beginner to advanced vapor, Clouds has everything you need. With over 10,000 create at the Mixing Bar. Visit up 03 Midlothian Turnpike next to the Wawa or our second location in Chesapeake. Clouds Vapor.
There's men from Diamonds Direct. It sparkles more. It stands out. People notice it more. You know why? It starts with quality and perfection. Every bit for maximum brilliance. We know how to get the perfect cut that gives you that magic sparkle. In fact, we're so picky. For every dye we look at, we will usually only go back to our showroom. Then, to give you the ultimate in confidence, our diamonds are certain and most reputable American gem labs. In fact, Diamonds Direct has one of the largest selections of GIA certified diamonds in the for quality extends to the rings we sell too. Our engagement rings are not cookie, handcrafted by the world's top intricate detail and true artisan craftsmanship made right here in America. No compromises. That's why it's diamond from Diamonds Direct. Broad Village across from Whole Foods, Richmond's direct diamond importer.
Spring this month at Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC. During our, you too can be a Hendrick driver by visiting the largest selection of vehicles in Virginia at our brand new quarter mile fast short pump mall on West Broad Street. Over 500 new vehicles and 7 new vehicles to choose from. Spring into summer this season with 15% off select Chevrolet vehicles, up to 14 grand off MSRP on Silver, up to 3 grand off MSRP on all Equinox and Terrain, and 5 grand off MSRP on all Malibus. Spring is fun with up to 5 grand off MSRP on select Buicks. Up to MSRP Chevy Century Tahoe. 4 grand off Acadias, Traverses, and Enclaves. It's even off MSRP on Encores. Get ready summer with amazing savings. Find new roads online at HendrickRichmond.com. That's HendrickRichmond.com. At Buick GMC in Richmond, Hendrick Driver.
Morning, welcome to Burger King. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Croissant sandwich, silly. I told y'all.
Get 2 croissant sandwiches for just $4. Restrictions apply.
Advance Auto Parts knows what makes a car guy a car guy. It's the courage to take on the greasiest of jobs, the belly of the beast, and replace our fearlessness, and it has no patience for dead batteries. That's why Advance Auto Parts offers free battery testing. And if you buy a battery, we'll even you can get back to your next big project. For guys who love getting under the hood.
Most vehicles, most locations. See store for details.
From the top of the Elliott in the Morning building, Washington, W.R. Elliott, in the morning.
Go ahead, wave remix. Now I'm not trying to be rude, hey, pretty girl, I'm feeling you. The way you do the things you do, it's cool. That's why I'm all trying to get you to a hotel. You must be a football coach, the way you got me.
Thank you very much for holding through the break. Alright, I gotta. Oh, wait, Tyler. The other famous person that's been through this?
Oh, we were. No, thinking back a few years ago, but Fantasia.
That's from American Idol, Diane Bobo.
Yep.
So she did the same.
Sued under the law.
Was she the mistress?
Yes.
Ooh, Bobo.
It was Antoine Cook's wife. Hired to run around with.
Do they still have to be together? You the suit? Could they have filed if she just hooked up with him once? And then they went on to... You know what I mean? Like, does it thing? I don't know the law.
Maybe Star on Twitter has that for me.
Come on,
also.
Star. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, this is Chris. How are you?
Okay, good. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, so I just want to add, like, I'm not by any means, but I know with, like, child cases, with separations, when you have children, alienation comes up. And it's when you're talking to your child and, you know, you're telling them things to make them feel different, the other, your ex-spouse or whomever.
Usually Diane and I are married, right? We have two kids. She and I get separated, And when I have the kids every other weekend, I spend most of the week. Isn't life fun over here? We're having a eating ice cream. Not like that, see.
Yeah, something similar to that. So I can't help but to wonder. I've never heard it in adults, but I can't help to wonder if it's not sex per se, but maybe like if somebody's on the fence about their marriage.
The whole time is like, ugh, I don't know why you would stay with Sherry. She's down. She's not good. She's volatile. I mean, whatever you were going to say about her.
Right. I'm thinking I'm going to do with it as well.
Yeah, I didn't study family law, so this is kind of out of my legal law.
I've had to bring it, I brought it up, you know, in my past when I was my previous wife, like that. That's why I was a little familiar with it, but I wanted to call in because I hear everybody talking about the sex is sex.
So wait a minute, when you went through it with your ex-wife,
uh-huh.
she was accusing you of bad-mouthing her out.
No, I think it was a little bit of the other way around, like your dad or I'm, you know, she moved further.
I got you.
You know, things like that. And, you know, it would be different if your daddy could be here or maybe if your dad, you know, stuff like that.
Right. Just little nuggets that just keep eating away and eating.
Never thought of that angle.
You know what? If you look up Phyllis in the dictionary under alienation of affection there. My mom did that like crazy
from like the get go.
From the day we pulled into that Dillard's parking lot, that he and my mom were getting.
Did they do it together, or was it just your dad?
No, my dad had to tell. Dad was responsible for telling us. My mom was then responsible for telling if a dad was.
Yeah, see, judges seriously frown on that, and they take it very serious.
Fully so.
In adult cases, but I mean, if it's anything like that, I mean,
Hey, thank you, sir. Thanks, sir. Thank you. Doesn't that happen? I don't want to say all the time, because obviously there are plenty of parents that get divorced, and it's very amicable and great. That's awesome. I don't even know what percentage, but it's got to be half where one spouse out of the other one?
Yeah, and he said that, but it's only in these few states.
Oh, but you can't sue for it unless you're in one of those states.
But it affects decision making when it comes to cases because, like you said, and I can
come up, but doesn't it still like forget going back and suing them afterwards come into effect just like in a divorce? You could argue during the separation, you know, the ex is, you know, bashing me and saying that I'm bad and turning the kids against me.
I think so.
Is don't start bad mouthing until the divorce is final.
Right.
That's not what your mom did.
No. We got home from Dillard's, and my mom was that piece of gus of garbage. Tell you, am I going? Where am I, Kaylee?
So it thinks it's not like it was.
Honestly, I have no idea who. It was not amicable. Okay. I have no idea.
Mutual, I should have said.
Oh no, they hated each other. I have no idea who initiated it. I have no idea. They got divorced. Someone was freewheeling.
Now you're only going to get one side of it, so.
Right. Oh, and my mom is quick bad side of Peter.
That's why Sherry wrote the book, because she was sick and tired of John running around telling that story about 2007 stabbing him with a knife.
Oh, let it go.
That written for writing teed off. It was a bestseller.
Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hey, this me?
Yes.
This is his little last semester. So the last guy was ready to necessarily even sleep with someone.
Right.
To affection. You just have to prove your marriage. And you don't even have to get divorced at the end of it.
You don't even have to get divorced.
No. We had all of these, like, crazy things because I wouldn't let this.
But could you argue? I don't blame you. I just argue that any time spent not focused on the marriage is right. Weakens the marriage,
and especially because I guess they're so marriage is a sacred bond between a man and a woman that's how they kind of get. It seems archaic, and in theory, like we were going through like entrapment where you could sue the woman, stay together, and split the money.
I like how you think.
Yeah,
but at that point, I could send somebody out to have an affair, sue, and then split. Absolutely, God damn.
And so you just have to weaken. You can even have an online affair, and that could
you could sue for the online affair.
Don't swipe for anybody. You are
absolutely
dead meat. So wait a minute, is it? But outside of, so let's get outside of those handful of states, okay? I need another state. Louisiana.
Okay.
Could I then turn around and, can I sue for the whole thing of the parent? Or is it only in like North Carolina and, wherever, Mississippi?
I'm not big on this law. I wouldn't let it go.
Everybody in the class like, okay, we get it.
Essentially, yes, because I was really bummed because we pretty much only discussed it in the context of a woman taking away affections, not a woman. So a man having an affair and how like essentially the woman would get punished because it's viewed as like, oh, look what she did. She made him have an affair.
Scarlet letter thing. I don't know how well read you are, but it does go both ways. Sherry's suing the guy.
Absolutely.
Well, she's suing the woman.
Absolutely, and you know, so you could sue the man could sue the other man for
now. Now all I want to know is how the Supreme Court's going to rule. So the Supreme Court would look to get rid of it in every state.
That would. I never know the way they're going to rule.
I gotcha. All right, hey, listen, I appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
Talk to you later. Yes, Tyler.
Well, which going after? It's just mistress now, fiance, or is it them as? Or do you have to go after the mistress?
Oh, I think you only go after the mistress.
Okay, I couldn't remember what we said.
I assumed it because if you don't even have the, you're not going to sue your husband.
Well, I mean, in the daily case.
Oh, but maybe it's just because he's a part of it.
But I guess you said that it's the mistress who's petitioning the U.S. Supreme Court to throw out the decision to let it go through.
Yeah, suing her over accusations.
Yeah, but this is because if I ever single or separated, I got to run a list of places I am not.
Beyonce's also his caddy. Nice.
Okay, well, plenty of couples work together.
No, I'm saying that's nice that she's his caddy.
Remember in the book, Trade of the 16th Hole, which is a woman in Tennessee who forms oral stuff. Is that right? I was reacquainting myself with the book. Southwind Golf Course, Memphis. And remember, she outlined three different John Daly's.
Oh, that's right. That's
John
right.
That she fell in love with. The one who
was the alcoholic.
And cry.
Right.
And be very vulnerable. And then there was J.D.
Oh, and J.D. J.D.
Wild. Yeah. He's the one who got upset, J.D., that personality, over the color had picked for
I remember that.
That's
right.
Said ESPN just announced they're going to do a 30 for 30 on John Daly. I'm surprised they haven't done one.
Still waiting on all the good. That makes total sense. I'm sorry, Kaylee, you said line 5? Hi, Ellie.
Hi, I'm a lawyer, and you can't bad mouth other parents in kid cases ever. It always gets written into the
book. Does it really? That's why I gave everybody that helpful legal tip. Don't start bashing until the divorce is final.
You're going to get especially if it's a contentious divorce. You know, somebody's going to drag somebody back into court, and I have a friend who's going on 11.
And, it's 2015 right now.
Exactly.
They've been going through a divorce procedure for years?
Yeah, child custody issues. It's a nightmare.
Oh, but like when that comes up, I always thought like, the divorce is final, and then they start arguing over like the custody crap.
And unless you get a really good order that has everything spelled out, which never do, because where's the incentive to come back and pay more money? I don't do because there's a saying in the legal community that criminal law will bring a client, and family law brings out the worst.
Like a better saying.
It's wordy.
Like, give it, like, fool me once, or, you know, what? Criminal law brings... Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that. Let's work on that, okay?
Okay.
All right, very good. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. And hi, Elliot in the morning.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, real quick, what can I do for you, sir?
Yeah, the sixth floor at Southwind, John Daly are behind the green on that. That was a par 3 right there at Southwind. Daly's house is right there behind that par 3 right there.
All right, but that's where Tyler was telling me, that's where they would get stuff.
$300.
I'm sure it happens all the time. I mean, Daly is a character. I met him for 37 years, and I met him a few times and stuff like that. A real nice guy. But there's definitely some stories.
Hey, you don't know John or Johnny. You know JD.
I know JD.
There you go. Hey, listen, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, bro.
All right, man. Take care.
You got it. Let me take a quick break, tell you in the morning.
Thursday, the Mowgli's at the National. Thursday, May 28th, and below at the National.
BXL 102 Discovery. Bringing what's next. VA.
From the Nissan of Richmond, 25 stopped in both directions at the Verina Enon Bridge due to a police situation. Authorities have set up a detour. It makes Pocahontas Parkway run slow both directions between 95 and Laburnum and Esther Hope, Esther Weldamari, Hillis Mill at Dumbarton and Hull Street.
This report is brought to you by all new Nissan of Richmond has seen change, but one thing hasn't changed. We're still the largest Nissan deal. We're offering you the best deals in our history. Right now, get a 2015 Altima for just $17.99. Nissan of Richmond, short pump. Nissan regional sales ranking 14. See dealer for complete details.
Tickets are on sale now for Landmark Music Festival. 2 days, 5 stages, all cause, the National Mall. Artists including Drake, The Strokes, Alt-J, Churches, Ben Howard, Chromeo, Band of Horses, The War on Drugs, George Eddie Moore. September 26th, 7th in Potomac Park, Washington, D.C. Buy tickets and see the full lineup at landmarkfest.org. And a quest for the National Mall. Bye.
All club sandwiches just $4.49 for a limited time. Pump up your lunch with a spicy turkey club. Make a mace beef club. Or go all out with our new turkey veggie ranch club. With 9 hearty varieties all stacked high with the freshest ingredient to make your move. For any Wawa club sandwich, now just $4.49. Gotta have a Wawa. See store for it.
Say, I love you. You can do it. I love you.
Henry!
almost. I love
Do you? Your dog is more than just exercise buddy, lap warmer, home security system, and shoulder to cry on. And the best darn alarm clock you've ever had. Be able to say the words exactly. He loves you in so many ways. So help protect him with Canine Advantix 2 by Bayer. Advantix 2 provides broad spectrum protection against fleas, ticks, and mosquitoes too. Plus, Canine Advantix 2 kills fleas and puppies. They don't have to bite your dog to die.
That's it, you're a good boy.
Advantix 2, for the love of dog. Canine Advantix 2, for dogs only. Available at veterinary clinics and pet specialty retailers. Advantix2.com.
The value and the quality are unmatched, unbeaten in the jewelry industry.
Meet Diamonds Direct's Ken Hallman, who has spent a lifetime in jewelry stores, but comes close to Diamonds Direct.
Having been in the industry for 40 years now, there is nothing can duplicate or do what we do for our customers when it comes to value and when it comes to customer service.
It starts right at the source. Unique advantage is the ability to cut out layers of middlemen in the diamond process from the
starting costs just from the get is so much less than a typical retail jewelry store. So we're able to pass that amazing savings on to our customers.
So you can always get a bigger, better quality diamond at Diamond. And so get her that one-of-a-kind ring to Corey, Viraggio, Henry Dossi, and tons more.
It's just incredible how many amazing lines.
Diamonds Direct, combining unbeatable value with unrivaled selection. Unlike Edmonds Direct Diamond Importer. Short Pump, West Broad Village.
Sir, today I'm waking you with calming tunes instead of your alarm.
Sure, of help in the morning.
I also made you fresh coffee with sugar and cream. Oh, I picked out a fresh to death outfit for you. And here's your breakfast sausage and biscuits.
But it'll serve you breakfast. Right now, get an Egg McMuffin sandwich with a meat cafe coffee for only $3. Most locations open at 5 a.m. For a limited time, prices and participation may. This season's all about the reissues. The retros and the re-release. But I'm the next new. That one-of-a-kind new. I'm talking better get yours before I get mine. Limited edition. The sirloin third-pound burgers from McDonald's. Freshness, you need to jump on before it's gone.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? See why I say nobody beats anybody.
Elliot in the morning. XL 102.
Do this, man. Your head making it. Let's go. If I ain't rocking, cool and potency. Me, shorty, new
Glock 40 and some Bentley. Riding a Mary Boo, take care of me. Sincerely, I'm Israeli. Machetes and Chris, twist and barely. Snuggled up, meet up, mickle cover up, cover up. Just like two murals, double up. The rap, surgeon, fix again. Everything I sell is worthy. Gas that come up out the ceiling with the beam on it. Chinese queen, parasuit, long jeans. Known for throwing blings on her. I stay king by any means, cream on it. Come on, let's go. Close the door to the ass. Yo, just take that shit out the ashtray, man.
Never a real gang member. Chopping till December, December to December. Never
Sally is the morning. Morning. Coming up a little bit. Hour. Tickets to go see Joel McHale. Before we get out of here today, more playoff tickets for you. Tickets every day. Tickets for Friday night. So I will give you those. A couple of little things that I got to start getting through. Can I ask one more legal question? What about Bobo or John Daly? Is the Disneyland lawsuit? Is it just somebody filing just to file in hopes that they're getting a settlement? The woman who explain it. They're suing Disney to hug their kid. And the kid, did you see this thing? So Pluto, pardon me. An 8-year-old boy was sent to the hospital last week after he received a rough hug at Disneyland. According to his, Ethan was tossed around like a rag doll. Lori tells KTLA. She conveniently captured the incident on a cell. Watch the video. Thrown around like a rag doll. Pluto hugs him and like bends.
Lifts him up.
Well, he does, and listen, I mean, I feel like everybody's done this with a kid. If you have smaller than you, which most people do, you give him a hug and you do this, right? So you've got your arms around him and then like you bend over so their back bends a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of go, wee! And then like their legs pick up about 3 inches off the ground. You do that to kids all the time.
Well, mom's suing him saying that, that Pluto? Yeah. That Pluto tossed a
dog. Is this just a cat?
I think it is, however, it is when you hear about the story and then go and watch the clip.
The clip is
it's a pretty aggressive hug.
No, come on.
He bends in half.
No, Tyler. Come on.
But I don't agree with.
But the kid walks away.
Yeah, and he's landing in the back pain. It kind of seems fake. I think that it's an attempt to just get a quick settlement. However, it doesn't automatically make me want to toss the lawsuit.
You're in.
The clip is damning, but the clip is not great.
Oh, the clip means absolutely nothing to me. The clip is what makes me want to throw the whole case out.
A little discipline for the hug?
Yes, it was. Well, the hospital to visit the kid.
Pluto did.
Never done that. That's a sign of guilt. You don't even. Sorry. The video shows the boy walking up to a wide-armed Pluto. Who embraced and hug? That's true. And Ethan, the boy's back does appear to bend. Yes, but I'm standing up right now and I'm leaning backwards, the same amount Ethan did. Yes.
Video again. He bends him backwards a lot further than what I'm flexible. You're doing.
It's not that bad.
Remember she had her, but the park workers refused.
Did she really? Moments later, his injuries to his mom. Hugging me, he grabbed me, and it just hurt my back, the boy says to the camera. Shither where the bad dog hurt him.
It's all set up. All right, so listen, Ethan. You're going to get hugged by Pluto, and then you're going to go, oh, back, my neck. So that's all they did. Wait, I didn't see anything. Ramirez said Ethan was transported where he spent all afternoon in the emergency room. Well, I could spend all emergency room if I just go in there and say my back.
Does that mean that he wasn't injured enough to where they were rushing
him? Had to be transported. Disney, can you ambulance him in?
But usually when it's a kid, don't they?
Tyler, this screams of cash grab.
I agree with you. However, I can't.
The official was said to have been in the hospital and offered to pay their bills. He did not confirm that occurred. TLA. We are in contact with the family. We're in the process of gathering the facts. The character was reportedly disciplined. No word on kind of everything moving forward. That's kind of where it ends.
Now, I do cash see grab, that cash grab. Has corrected their...
ELA is also awesome at showing high-speed chase.
Writing that they erroneously reported that Disney confirmed it disciplined the actor.
Oh, so the actor didn't get...
medical treatment.
And they... good for them! Doesn't that scream? Come on. And by the way, let's say you go to Disney. The character hugs your kid and your kid's like, oh, that hurt my back. Okay, well, we're it up, let's go. But you're not going to the hospital.
I mean, unless they
I had to take
continued.
A kid to the hospital one round. And that was a colossal, and by the way, and a colossal pain.
I continued to complain and I couldn't find what I thought to be like an adequate facility.
Yeah, walk it off.
You wanted to come here. We're
learn the difference between hurt, you stay in the game. In you're okay. Sorry, your back hurts. It must have popped weird. You'll sleep. It'll be fine. Going to a hospital on vacation is the worst. First of all, it ruins your vacation.
I've never had to do that. Thankfully.
We had to do it twice. Same kid. Horrible. But yeah, that's a come on. That's a cat. That story. The other
is this woman known to be
no.
Like,
it's not like that one woman. I don't know. I don't know her. I don't know her at all. There's another story that I'm all wrapped. No, I shouldn't say all wrapped up in. It's all
Pluto's arms.
What was the guy who bashed out the car windows for the dog?
Because
it was hot.
Dog was in a hot car, and
yeah.
The guy got arrested.
Car.
What did I say?
It sounded like you put a nail on the end of it.
I did not.
But he got busted for bashing out the windows. I always thought you were allowed to do that.
Yeah, I thought that you were fine to
kid. Yeah.
Well, what happened?
Out the window, so he sees his dog. Right. So those
from Athens, Georgia, a man saves a dog. From a hot Mustang, but was arrested because of how he did it. He said, I heard somebody say dressed in a hot car. So, what do you, I'm saying
it
car.
It sounds like you're saying, no, like, not. It sounds like you're purposely trying to say hot car.
No, I wouldn't do that. Anyway, waiting on police, he was worried that the dog was in distress. So he said, with his wife's wheelchair, he smashed the window. It looked like a cute little.
Tutorial, keep going.
Witnesses say when the owner came out of the store, she was furious and demanded that police take action.
Friggin' hot.
Now, a reporter said, so if the owner
right.
of the car and the dog didn't want any charges, would he? Sheriff's deputy said, no, we would not have made those charges on our. The owner of the dog and the car were very insistent that he be charged with criminal trespassing because she's like, oh, it's only been.
It was longer than that. The guy said it.
I'm taking his word. I mean, I don't know what the temperature was at the time, but it was.
I know the temperature is 14 degrees.
Okay. That's not good for a little dog. It's not good for any dog.
Right. But, I mean, better for a dog than a human.
The owner was cited for leaving a hot car, but without. I did not say Carl, so Quill did. Without surveillance video, it's hard to tell how long the dog was in the car.
Decide whether he gets charged.
You hear of. Of stories where people do this, and that it's like a—I don't know what it falls under, but it's like a good trying to save a dog. It's not large with that.
But is it? You hear it for kids all the time.
State law does allow someone to break a window to save a child. Child.
Oh, that alienation of affection.
There you go. There's your problem.
So he went to Hero. He's like Richard Jewell.
Yes. Yeah. No. No. He. So you can't. You can't do that. Or an animal.
What is the course of action he was supposed to take? Call the police?
But it sounded like he was afraid that the dog knows how long it would take for the police.
Well, just because you're afraid doesn't give you right to people's property.
Somebody will pony up and ask car window and
okay,
then hook it off.
And we don't go through life hoping that somebody starts.
Somebody will do that for him.
Hey, but that
Patriots
shouldn't be.
Fans.
That's but that shouldn't be why you do something.
Maybe people think it's is getting charged, and if they can shut this woman up by saying, "Here, we'll pay for your window to get,"
yeah, but now
then the guy will be dropped.
But if you go by, how charges be dropped?
I don't know. Maybe she can choose to have the charge.
But if I'm her, why am I dropping off?
Okay,
now I'm going to be her. Now I'm going to pretend to be her.
You also left your dog in a hot car.
I didn't do anything wrong.
I can say that with good conscience. You're wrong.
I can say that based on the law.
Well, if the charge
I don't care what you think. I care what the law
wasn't
says.
Wasn't she charged with neglect, too?
No.
Animal neglect.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It said she was
charged.
in that story I just read.
Oh, I didn't hear that part. Okay. Does it give you a right to bash? I'll fight my own cases. I don't need you. I don't need you, Superman, coming in here and bashing up my car. My car. I have no vehicle.
Look, rental. It'll take a day to fix.
Are you paying for that?
Somebody will.
No. Are you paying for that? Because you bashed my car. Money here.
I think it's ridiculous. The guy was charged.
Well, you may think it's ridiculous. You know who doesn't? The law.
Okay.
You in court.
I can't hear you through the animal neglect.
Line three.
Hi, is this me?
What's it supposed to do? Well, nothing. You're supposed to just walk by.
Well, I'm reading more about it. Police by the car. And that's when this guy was like...
Oh, so he was like, well...
We gotta smash the whip.
Wait for the police. Law is right here.
So...
Would you have walked away at that point?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
because it's a little dog, so it's worthless.
Well, that's the other thing. He's got to
say that. A little dog is worth... Come on.
No, but you just gotta tip mom back in the chair to get the wheel off of there.
No, the legs that come out.
Oh, I thought it was like the whole wheel thing. Brace yourself, Mom. I'm going to get those.
He demonstrated it for WXIA TV. Sir, we're waiting on the police. No, we got to get the dog out of here right now.
Doesn't matter. Pant left in it. Yeah, so there you go. Send Superman.
Hammonds yelled, "We can't let this dog die," and started smashing windows.
Wait, why are you looking at me?
Maybe the veteran's military instincts had kicked that, too.
Okay, but maybe... On the way.
I
don't have time, everybody. Stand back.
I think...
Touch me. Please don't touch me. Today.
Stand back. Mom, move your leg over to the other peg. I gotta take that off.
Ridiculous.
Daddy's coming in.
Has anyone else in that group that called police and was waiting on the police, have they given a timeline?
No, they're just
this
guy.
This guy's reaction will justify it, because he says he overheard someone say, the dog is going to die. And that's 2-3 minutes.
Oh, because
that's
a
lot of time.
You could sit and watch somebody, a person in the car for 2 or 3.
Sure.
You know what the person can do? Oh, open up the door handle.
People get locked in cars all the
all
time,
the
Diane.
Time, all the time.
We did that story.
That's right. He could get out of the... I don't remember how that ends.
I would assume what he did was then the bounce of the law.
But we're not...
Listen, Matt.
It does.
You have a dog's face tattooed on your leg. Wouldn't you?
Prayers. Of course I would.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But if somebody told me that a cop was on the way... And that they were racing towards the scene. I don't know that. I'd watch the dog. I'd monitor.
What do you do?
Okay.
No, well, dogs have no sense of time. They don't know 5 minutes.
Okay, but it's...
Yes, he's probably hot. I'm not dead.
It seems ridiculous that this poor guy got arrested.
Well, he went and broke the law. Car. I'm sorry, where am I going?
Line 5?
Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hey, good morning, Elliot.
Hey, who's that?
My name's Lisa.
Yes, Lisa.
I need to tell you that I was at the Reston Town Center. It was a fall day. It was 70 degrees out in my Pitbull Beagle mix. And with the windows partially down, plenty of air, we went into the friend and I went in. He has separation anxiety. So he started being peeled off. Yet the windows were down. Everything was fine. Next day, the container was running. They've called the police on you because you left your dog in the car. And he's out. And there's my dog, water. I said, she goes, he's thirsty. I said, no, ma'am. The windows are down. It's 70 degrees outside. He's crying. He's a mama's boy. He's my life. This dog is my everything. And I would never, all my friends know, who knows me, knows I would never do that. Yet, she called the police. I was starting. But with what Diane was, rather someone do that than ignore a dog in a car with the... I looked at it from both sides.
You would rather somebody just come up and bash your windows out than to call somebody.
I'd already called them. Or came in and got me. I went running out.
What did the police say when they got?
Well, I got the hell out of there faster than the police got there. We were going to the car. Now that's why he was in the car. We weren't just running dog in the car.
Right.
We were taking this, and I was like, I looked at her and I said, you know what? I wish you hadn't done that, but. Because if I had been, I've seen, it's the other end too, where I've seen these a-holes, pardon my language, that leave their dog all of the summer with the windows rolled up, because these are the same a-holes who leave their kids and windows rolled up.
Yeah, but they can get out.
Kids or dogs.
But By the way, totally fine to go run errands and do stuff with the dog in the car. Like, you don't have to justify.
That, but we weren't doing it.
I have the dog in the car.
No, you haven't.
I swear to God.
For 2 hours?
Yeah. He gets out of the house. My dog loves being in the car.
You made him sit in the back seat for 2 hours while you were watching a movie?
Yeah.
How the hell would you do that?
You wanted to get out of the house. Not
walk. Don't go to the movies.
I did, but I got out of the movie. I walked him around the parking lot.
Get a babysitter.
For a dog? Dog? No, I'll just leave him.
Exactly. On one occasion, get a babysitter, go to the movies. The other time, you take him out for a walk.
Have you done that with your dog? Dog hates the car.
Classic, yeah.
Not my current dog, not Deuce and Bauer. Molson loved the car.
Right. He probably liked when the wind was blowing on it. Doesn't happen when the car's not moving.
He had a personalized dog bed in the back of the car. I think he was fine. Dog lived... That
was hot out?
Much shorter than I did, but much better. No, it was comfortable. Windows were open. Yeah, no, he was fine. By the way, it's a dog. They sleep on the floor, Diane. Like, he doesn't need, like, his head.
Been there for 2 hours.
You know, I've also taken the dog and let him stay in the car while I went and had dinner. Just to be out of the house. Loved it.
Right, he wants to be walking with you.
Walkies. And I did as soon as I got back to the car. Way. That's not uncommon. You just hitting a bong right now?
No, that's phone.
Oh, okay. I thought you just hit a bong. Sister.
That's my coworker. I have to say, okay. He's calling. Calling me on the phone.
Oh, all right. Well,
now we listen to you, Elliot. We listen to you every morning. You make the play.
That's very, very, okay? Very good. All right, very good. Listen, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, bye. Okay, bye.
You got it. Talk to you later. All right, let me take a quick break. We'll come back to news next.
Elliot in the morning. XL 102.
295 remains blocked in both directions at the Verina Enon Bridge due to a police situation up a detour. Watch for collisions in town at Chamberlain Parkway near Brook Road, Staples Mill at Dumbarton on the south side Hopkins.
Fly Allegiant nonstop from Richmond to Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida. Flights are on sale now for as low as $75 one way. That's right. Flights are today from Richmond International Airport to Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida. Fly nonstop to sunny Florida and enjoy amusement parks, warm beaches, for as little as $7 on a sunny Florida beach or fishing in the ocean with family and friends. At Allegiant, designed to save you money when you book your Florida flights, hotels, rental together. Book your next trip now to take advantage of great vacation deals. An exciting vacation to St. Pete, Florida has never been. Go to Allegiant.com and see today's vacation deals from Richmond to Tampa, St. Pete. Book today. Only at Allegiant.com. Must be purchased by 5/27/15 for travel by 11/2/15. Price to flights purchased by debit card. Purchased by credit card subject to surcharge. Not to waive for passengers. See Allegiant.com for details.
Weeks after your accident, will you still be missing time from work?
You'll feel pain from your injuries.
Or the strain of missing pay.
You'd be paying the price for someone else's bad decision.
At Allen & Allen, we know the rest of your life and our lives to fighting for you.
We're Allen & Allen. Call us.
Call 866-150 today for a free consultation.
Every day, we take 20,000 breaths. Walking, talking, sleeping. Have you ever stopped to think that indoor air can be 2 to 5 times worse than outdoor air? Filtrete filters, featuring exclusive Filtrete brand 3-in-1 technology from 3M. Unwanted particles will let air go through. Change your filters to save 15% on 4 select Filtrete filters and make every breath count. Lowe's, never stop improving.
Jason wanted to show his car some love, and AutoZone rewards stretched Jason's love even further. The old moments he and his car shared, big jobs, and that rest stop on Highway 53, where scarfing down almost felt like cheating.
Sorry, car.
It's a really good burrito.
That's Jason's zone. Let us help find yours.
The Memorial Day savings start now. After discounters, buy any Simmons World Class mattress and get the box spring free. Or save up to $1,000 on any reset or adjustable. Get free next day delivery, setup, and removal with select mattresses. And rest assured with mattress discounters, no fee, worry-free guarantee. But only at...
Looking fabulous isn't the only reason to be at Bombshell. Feeling sexiest is too. Bombshell makes what we always has your backside. With a customized airbrush tan that's never orange and always sexy. You deserve to be a Bombshell year round. I love Bombshell.
Hey,
Hey, did you see Priority's Value Your Trade ads on TV? Well, let me tell you, Priority traded in more than 200 cars and trucks. These are not from rental car field auctions. These are, and we've moved some of the best values to our used Priority West End just off West Broad, and Priority Used Car Supercenter in P-Town had them way below Kelley Blue Book. Many are priced below $10,000. All is go. All come with Priorities for Life. Oil and filter changes and state inspections for life, and your engine guaranteed for life. Pips, SUVs, minivans, and every model guff. Frankly, we don't expect them to last. We're looking for a great buy on a great app now. Check them out today at Priority West End Supercenter on Carousel just off Used Car Supercenter in Petersburg, or go to PriorityUsed.com. That's PriorityUsed.com. At Priority, used car buyer. You can
have it all. I'm a freelance photographer, and I handle my own business. That's why I use QuickBooks Self Program that helps me estimate my federal my business and personal expenses. Say I buy a new lens. The purchase pops up on my file as a business expense. And tickets to a ball game with my kids? I swipe right to file as personal.
Dad, I'm hungry.
And swipe right for the hot dogs. That's how I own it.
If you work for yourself, try QuickBooks Self 30-day trial. Learn more at QVC.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning on XL 102.
Sure could use an attaboy or a big old high five. I'd love to hear you. Right. It's been a long time. I hit one out of the park or nailed it, as they say. I guess I've been a spell, but that's about to change. Cause every week has a weekend. This time Friday night. I'll be done with my third can.
Birthday Wayne. 6-7 night. Alright, we gotta get into some news. After that, I will give you tickets to go see Joel McHale. Alright, Diane, let's get into some news, please.
I was searching inside the wreckage that derailed last night, killing at least 646 people. To area hospitals, according to Temple University Hospital, which I believe is the closest trauma center to where...
Yes.
25 passengers were still at that hospital. 8 of them were limp. Many of the injuries suffered came when other passengers or objects, the pictures that people have been hashtag Amtrak crash, bloodied and sort of aimlessly kind of wandering about before they figure out how they can get out of the car that they're in.
And I mean, by no means am I good of it at all. It looks like a movie. It doesn't look like it's something, and that's what you see going. It doesn't look real. And obviously, the pictures are unbelievable.
The crash occurred about 9:30 yesterday evening. Investigators in orange vests have been seen walking up and down the track a part where it's that people were saying that the be normally reduced as they were coming into that curve in that portion of the neighborhood. They did set up a special hotline number for people who were concerned about the aware family who were on board the 523-91.
The conductor, is there any word on his condition?
I haven't seen whether, I mean, they talked about victims, obviously, because there's still, I mean, shoot, there could still be people inside the train. Right. I don't know.
I mean, obviously, everything will be tested if he's not one of the six.
Right. And turkey meat, apparently, is an outbreak of bird flu that is claimed a number of chickens. Still, market experts said the wholesale prices much more as we get into the holiday season later on into Thanksgiving of this year. Although they said people who were out there buying eggs did see a slight uptick in the prices that they're paying at the grocery stores, but they think everything's going to be okay even by the time Thanksgiving rolls around. IKEA is recalling about 75 gates because these gates stay closed so far. Been injured, these would be the ones that you would use at the top of a set of stairs to make sure that your kid's balance is not enough to hold the gate in its position, which poses a hazard. Tripping has all the information about the recall and how you can get your money back if I to you. Apparently, there's some sort of stimulant that people can find in that are marketed to help you lose weight and also improve your performance at the gym. But now they think the stimulant could be the stroke in a woman who took the supplement before she went for her regular workout. Said the woman is 53, very healthy, and she took this supplement called Jacked Power, as she was directed to on the label before she started her fairly vigorous exercise routine. 45 was done with the workout. Reported that there was kind of a numbness in one of her hands. She went to the doctor. They said her blood pressure was elevated. A CAT scan showed that she had had a stroke in the brain. Stabilized, but she ended up being in the hospital for several days. Researchers are saying that this needs to be looked at. And I guess the compound has not been tested in humans, but it did.
Ew.
In blood pressure in the they had tested it on. So they're saying be careful about the supplements to take before you go to the gym. In Knoxville, Tennessee, has installed a state-of-the-art security system that will spray DNA on they flee in the event of a robbery. The intruder sprays...
Wait, hold on. I don't understand. I'm not afraid DNA on somebody.
Invisible synthetic... It's gonna spray some material on you. All you have is a button, and that is when the intruder spray system takes effect.
Oh, so like going through the door, it's a mist tent?
Well, no, not for
it. Out the front window.
If somebody rocks the button,
that's what
they
I mean.
Get sprayed, and all a cop has to do is come up with a black light and go, well, come with me, Siegel.
Catch me first.
Well, they said you can track people. Doors could have their own type of material that they're spraying on robbers. They say, okay, I know that you just robbed
smart.
That store down the street because you're covered.
Oh,
in
but
the
I know how to beat that now.
How?
Please don't touch me.
Sorry. No. So on my way out, I need to touch you.
My hand's clean. No, it's not.
No, on the way.
Don't touch the hand.
On the way out, though, I run out with them.
Oh, hostage.
So then,
yes.
Awesome.
No. Like, okay. No, push you in front of me. That both get sprayed. I get caught. I can go, wasn't me. Check him. He's the one who pulled me out of the store.
How often are these locations being robbed that they would need technology in?
This is a pilot program that they're testing in Knoxville. I guess they're testing that it could definitely go nationwide if all goes well.
Is there a start? I guarantee you. Oh, there was a big... Well, let me finish one thought. Yeah, how many businesses get robbed every day? There's got to be a huge amount.
In the United States, I don't know, dozens?
Oh, okay. More than 100.
Yeah?
More than 100 stores get robbed every single day. And I don't mean like I just, you know, I mean like robbed. Yeah, I would bet it's over 100 a day. Think how big the United States is and how... Wasn't there a massive jewelry heist in New York? And I don't know the name of like the place. Yeah, where a bunch of guys went in like dressed up in suits, like looking good. Like they should. And then they like bashed the store up, but good, and took off. It was like a real high-end jewelry heist.
Middle of the day. I don't know if this is considered to be in New York, whatever it is. Making off with several dozen Rolex watches. They were at the Tourneau store yesterday about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's either that ring of people who are doing it with like the hammers and
right.
and then just scooping them all up, or it's a bunch of copycats because they can't catch
it all.
Newsom King is shedding some light on the people who are most likely to binge. They said less educated men, better educated women are the new binge drinkers. That's according to a new report. They also said
less educated.
Less wealthy men and wealthier and better educated women, according to
some problems away,
right? And women who
are showing off that they're doing well.
No, it's more under a high amount of stress. They've got maybe they have got a family that they. There is a horrible story out of Florida where a man could not believe what he saw when he was parked outside his local Dunkin'. A hearse that did have a casket in its... It was an Army veteran, the Buffalo Colonel Jesse Coleman, went to a service from a funeral in Clearwater when a driver and a licensed funeral director stopped at his coffee just before 9 o'clock in the morning. Of course, that attention pictures started to go up on social media. Apparently, the owner of the funeral home was none too pleased because of the incident. Both employees, they said both of them had a number of experience, and they have no idea why the person who was driving this funeral services would have stopped Dunkin' Donuts. Senator Ronda Rousey on the cover of the new issue of Sports Illustrated, proclaiming her the world's most dominant athlete. Also, it's a big night. What do you
mean? Dominant athlete?
Uh-huh.
Not the most, I mean, kick the crap out of anybody, but she's not the world's most dominant athlete. I mean, she could beat every other woman, no question. She'd probably like to fight half the men.
Sports Illustrated says she is.
Okay.
Big hospitals tonight as it all comes down to a game in the Rangers at Madison Square Garden advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. Those were sewn up last night. Tampa Bay Lightning beating 4-1 to win. Former nanny for Christopher Kunitz from the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Oh yeah, she set her house on fire.
Well, former nanny accused some $12,000 earrings from the man's wife. Andrea Forsythe is her name. She is 26. The whole investigation, her home burned down last summer. She's accused of not only starting the fire and filing false insurance claims. She's jewelry that was lost in the blaze. And where are my damn earrings? Who does not keep track of a pair of $12,000 earrings?
This is Kunitz.
Ash blown out by the Diamondbacks.
His husband's a dick.
Last night, Steven Strasburg giving up 8 runs in 3 1/3 innings in that loss. They'll finish up the series. Wizards are in Atlanta tonight for Game 5 against the Hawks. They're tied up at 2-2. Last night, the Cavaliers beat the Bulls. They take a 3-2 to Clippers to stay alive, but L.A. 3-2 edge in that series and sports.
Show 102.
I'm Brian Kelly.
And I'm Tyler Hubbard.
We're Florida Georgia Line, and we love playing music.
Which means I'm right here on our tour bus.
So it's important to always bring along something from home.
That's right, like a few bottles of new Mountain Dew Dewshine.
Is that your Dewshine, Tyler?
BK, did you drink my Dewshine?
Well, I love that clear citrus flavor. The clear glass bottles.
Oh, it's up to this new Dewshine made with real sugar. Besides, those 3 bottles under my seat were just part of my stash. More bottles of Dewshine in my guitar.
Drink the.
Well, hey, I got 5 bottles in my jacket. Bottles back of my amplifier.
Drink them. Dewshine, you gotta do a better job of it. Like I do.
You're hiding Dewshine?
I got this bottle.
Where was it?
In the fridge.
Man, never looked in the fridge.
Do the Dew flavor. Flavor of new Mountain Dew Douchable legally for the first time.
We're fueling a generation and celebrating a way of living. Introducing Dew Shine. Smooth, old school citrus kick. Grab Mountain Day at Kroger. Mountain. Available legally for the first time.
Richmond's number. Elliot in the morning on XL 102.
Elliot, 866-235-5468. Say right now, I will give you a pair of tickets. You will go see August Theater. Tickets available through LiveNation.com. Call me right now. The tickets are yours. Elliot, 866-235-5468.
Elliot in the morning.
295 remains blocked in both directions due to 295 both directions. It's causing 495 to run slow. North Road to Maury and Pocahontas Parkway westbound from Laburnum to 95. Watch for a crash. Hopkins at Warwick.
He's in shine.
Need a little more sleep. Say 5 hours.
Come on, son. We've got to be on the stream before sunrise.
Sleep, Dad.
We'll stop at Hardee's to reel in the big ones.
Hardee's? Why don't you say so? It's a
Rise and Shine made from scratch sausage for just $3.50. Price plus tax at participating Hardee's.
Is this worth getting up for?
Safe Auto presents Other Things You Spend $3.
Pay for day old donuts and search non-local honey from non-local bees. Temporary taps, smell for your car, and a sword empty bars. Weapons for your a few minutes for a darker tan. Yogurt toppings, replacement goldfish, and loose change in the couch abyss.
Safe Auto can get you the right cart for about $3 a day. At Safe Auto.
Or the road ahead.
No time lunch? Introducing Chinello's new lunchbox deals. 6-inch sub, fries at $6. Salad, garlic bread, and a drink, $6. Small one-topping pizza and drink, $6. Pick up or delivery from one of their 6 areas. Call now or order online only at p.com.
Swing into spring this month at Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC sales event. You too can be a Hendrick driver by visiting the largest selection of vehicles in a station just a quarter mile past Short Pump Mall on West Broad Street. Over 500 new vehicles, 7,000 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Spring into summer this season with 15% off vehicles, up to 14 grand off MSRP on Silverados and Sierras, up to 3 grand off MSRP on all Equinox and Terrain, and on all Malibus. Spring is fun with up to 5 grand off MSRP on select Buicks, up to 6 Grand off MSRP, MSRP on Chevy Tahoe, MSRP on all Acadias, Traverses, and Enclaves, and up to $3,000 off MSRP on Encores. What a way to get ready for summer with amazing savings. Find new roads online at Hendrick.com. That's HendrickRichmond.com. At Rick Hendrick Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Richmond, you can be a Hendrick driver.
You have a budget in mind for an engagement. If you can get her a bigger diamond than you have in mind and come in under budget, welcome to Diamonds Direct.
It's very good when here when we can find you cheating for less than you intended to spend.
That's Suzanne Stewart, a diamond expert at Diamonds Every Day.
One of two things happens. People usually come into the store. They either spend more than they had anticipated at the very same budget, or they simply are able to spend money towards something else.
Yes, Direct cuts out the middleman. Yes, it's because you're at a high volume, low margin business model. Yes, it's because Diamonds Direct beats anyone's price guaranteed, but it's also because at Diamonds Direct, we spend your money on.
Like a honeymoon, their house, all the things that people that are just getting married are doing to build their lives. Your budget, air it with us, we honor it.
Diamonds Direct, the value leader. We're engaged in Short Pump, West Broad Village.
I'm a freelance photographer, and that's why I use QuickBooks Self-Employed to estimate my federal quarterly taxes and personal expenses. Say I buy a new lens. The purchase pops up on my phone. I just swipe left to file it as a business expense. And tickets to a ball game, swipe right to file as personal.
Dad, I'm hungry.
And swipe right for the hot dogs. That's how I own it.
If you work for yourself, QuickBooks Self-Employed with a free 30-day trial. Learn more at QBSelfemployed.com.
The Elliott in the Morning Building. D.C., Washington, Richmond. Elliott in the Morning.
Hey, how you doing, Philippe?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing excellent. Doing excellent, thank you, sir. Getting you a pair of tickets, you will go see Joel McHale.
Awesome, thank you so much.
August 8th, Warner Theater, so if you hold tight 1 second for me, Kaylee will get some info and you will enjoy the show. Joe.
G'day.
Hey, do you remember me telling you who's
that?
You know, who's Chandra Shanker or something like that? Can't remember the last name.
So, Spelling Bee Kid?
No, you don't remember Pooja either? Well, there's two down. Hold on, dude.
No, because that's...
Hold on. Anandra Shankar.
Okay, I'm thinking of the Spelling Bee Kid that you backed. Wasn't that Shiva Shankar?
Shiva Shankar. Shiva Shankar.
No, that's it was Studi Mishra.
Diane, thank you. Studi Mishra.
You didn't remember, and you were...
Pooja is. No, Tyler, do you remember who Pooja is? Really?
No.
Pooja had that string of people who got accepted to all 8 Ivy League schools.
Yeah.
Right. Pooja was one of them.
Okay.
She's from around here somewhere. I don't remember. I remember where. Or she goes to Thomas Jefferson something school, day school or whatever it is.
School for Science and Technology.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
She.
Oh.
Pooja. It came down to two. She was deciding between Stanford and Harvard.
And?
Those are your choices. Wouldn't you choose Stanford over Harvard?
It depends. Like, what is she trying to do with her life?
Probably something.
Christ. No. Is she just going into medicine?
I don't know. Oh. I don't know. She chose Harvard.
All right.
Yeah, she ended up
on the East Coast.
Yeah, no, I mean, clearly.
Yeah.
Although, I don't care about either school. It was an option for me. But I feel like I have that point.
Because of the weather?
Yeah, I don't know. Let's go. I think, so anyway, yeah, Pooja. But then there were just two more yesterday who nailed all 8. And one of them was like, I didn't even think I'd get accepted by 2 or 3. All 8?
Did they have a choice yet?
Oh, I haven't seen where the other ones went. I was Pooja because we had talked about her for a while.
Because from a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, there was one of them. I can't remember the other ones. But yeah, there was like that that popped out. And then there was, I think one chose Princeton, if I'm not mistaken.
So they're spreading their love.
Little bit. Ooh, I also saw, there's two other, one of them makes me angry. The other one I just feel bad for.
Angry why?
Well, they're school and graduated at the age of...
What? So what? Is that the woman who walked with her grandkids, or is that a different one?
Because there was one. Now I feel like you're trying to make it sound sweet.
Oh, well, it was sweet. It was like this who decided to...
Dangerfield. Remember, he went back and went with his kid.
It was kind of like back to school.
Right.
But
right. How old is she?
She's in her 80s. 80. Ended up walking in graduation with two of her grandkids.
You know who would hate that? Grandkids.
No, they were proud of her.
You going to school with me.
It's not like
when you were in Georgetown.
Yeah.
And you had to wheel you to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Weren't you thinking, man, I just wish my grandfather were here with me right now?
Nope.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. With you at college?
It was one off like ceremony thing, wasn't it?
No, the
were they rooming?
They were not in the dorm together.
But the school there. I don't know if the woman that I'm talking about is the same one. 79, I am not going back to school. You know what I want to do? The waning years of my life.
College?
Is that where it was?
Yeah. Graduated with honors. Honor.
But, of course, don't do anything but go to school. School. At the time.
Yeah.
No, at that point, isn't it a waste of time? I always say, I'll go back. You know what the last thing is that I'll do in my life? Go back. I might go get a... No.
No, I might...
No, if I need... Like, for example, get fired from here. Oh, don't forget you have dinner tomorrow night. I'm here. I may need some additional...
That requires some schooling.
That's what I was going to say. I may need some additional training or
Hey, I'm not convinced, choir.
That to me isn't going back to school. That's not going back to school. Yeah, I'm not going to college.
Yeah.
I would do anymore. It used to feel really good to say that, but nobody does that. Except for grandma who wasted money. What's she going to do?
Maybe it was a goal she had, and she finally finished it. In care of her sick daughter.
It was my... Diane, stop.
I can't help it. You read nine and you don't read more into the story to hear about how much...
Okay.
Determination this woman had.
Okay.
Taking buses to get to campus.
Okay. That's what I had to
do. You're like, oh, boshy.
I had to walk.
Okay, Chip here. She's got you beat.
No, and then the one that I feel really bad for, Grace Duval. She goes to the University of Washington.
Yeah.
He's been one of the top students at her school. Oh, no, Christopher Newport University. No, I realize that, Diane. She's waiting. From Christopher Newport University. That's a college, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 17.
Ooh, take that, Brandon Paulin.
17 years old. I hate that. I always
want to go to school. I'm sure their parents weren't.
Been one of the top students at her school, Christopher Newport University. She said, I'm so excited. It's been a long year. Really hard. I'm happy that I'm finally here and have this piece of paper. Grace plans to attend fall and study French.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Don't you feel bad for her, though?
Does she come off as unhappy in the piece?
I don't know that she knows.
Because she's not having, like, the traditional experience because she's too young?
Not even the traditional college experience. She's probably never had the traditional experience. Like, she probably never enjoyed herself. So, she may think
she's having 17-year-old fun.
No, you're not 17-year-old to graduate from a university as, like, one of the top students.
She was homeschooled. Mom
she'll graduate summa cum laude with a French. She's going to pay her master's, where she'll also be teaching undergrads or students her own age. Well, there's not going to be anybody her own age.
21.
Oh, it doesn't take 4 years to get a master. 2 years to get a master's?
Fast-tracked. You can get a master's in 2 years.
Yeah, I fast-tracked.
you may be able to go at an accelerated rate.
Oh, I got it in 6 weeks. No, and I do. I shouldn't. And you know what? I shouldn't make fun. No, I'm not making fun. I'm feeling bad for. I'm feeling badly.
Your sympathy.
But what is she going to do when she gets out and is like trying to be a normal, like a life? She's not going to know how to fit in.
Yes.
She'll be. No, she won't. She's going to be 22 years old. She's going to be free. She's not got skills to live life. Life.
How about masters in French? That's a skill.
If there was a when you were at Georgetown, your senior year at Georgetown.
Yeah.
If there was a little kid running around, are they hanging out with you and your friends? Answer for you?
No.
Right. You don't want.
There was a freshman who had been friends with my brother in high school, and so he. And that was even weird.
I don't want that going on.
It's like, why did I invite you to this party, Nolan?
Exactly. Wait, why are you making...
Yeah, here we go.
Say again?
Everybody hung out with everybody. I did not feel like a pack of 10 freshman guys trying to get into every party.
Maybe it's different by gender.
I did not feel like we stayed as... That was our best way.
So wait, your senior year, Kaylee, at the Mount. Yes, you knew them, hang out with them. That they'd go to parties. That'd be like saying, oh, well, I'm at the Verizon, there are all those people. No, we're just at the same place. So just because they're at a party that you're at, either A, loser, or you when you were putting your plans together for Saturday night, you know, were you like, you know, I got to call Kimmy, I got to call Amber.
Nolan.
I got to call Nolan. Oh, and... Who's that awesome freshman girl who's, fifth? I gotta call her because she's one of my girls. No, you hated that girl.
You wouldn't hate somebody because they were a freshman.
This girl, 18-year-old senior, she was 13 her freshman year. You're not hanging out with her.
If she's brilliant, she's probably helping out a lot of seniors who are...
Okay, that's in class, but I don't need her out with me on a Friday night.
Good press for the school.
Who is? I don't like that.
Why?
Because it's not normal.
It's a PR piece. Yeah, but it gets the school's name out there.
So if mine is going to be 13 years old in college, I should send it.
Not a nationally known university, so
no,
anytime you
that.
Can be a part of a headline, it's great. Why do you think teams love getting into the NCAA tournament, even if it's one and done?
Cash money.
Forget the cash. It's the cash media recognition and attention.
Right, but like when Mason went to the Final Four.
That was huge for that school. That was unbelievably huge. That school was unknown nationally. There's another one.
It was good.
Yeah.
But kids aren't flocking to go to school there now.
I think you see some in the applications.
There was
the
a yield. Bump for Mason.
For a year.
They're still feeling it.
Yeah.
Really?
It's unbelievable when you sit down and see what those bids do for schools.
So this is an NCAA bid.
Well, I don't really know if I get that. It's not as big.
For
it got that school some press.
Okay.
Yeah, which is great.
No, I have no problem with it. I know anything about Christopher Newport University. I don't even know where it is.
It's Norfolk, isn't it?
Okay. I feel bad for that girl.
You've made that clear.
Yeah, no, you don't agree? I don't agree. Life. That's a myth.
You definitely wonder if
Newport
some of the
News.
Social skills
are way off.
Have trouble developing. End of the day. Everyone's awkward.
I don't feel like I am.
Okay.
keep telling yourself that. I bet we've pictures. We've seen pictures.
No, well, old pictures. Everybody looks awkward in old pictures.
Yeah, yeah.
But
oh, so judging by the cover is what you're saying?
I feel like there's a couple of restaurants that have come in here who would describe their time in the studio as awkward. Oh, and maybe they just go right to creepy.
All right, let me do this. You have people to hold. If you're on hold, don't get next.
Elliot in the morning. Go to. Weekdays after Elliot, it's the longest set of commercial-free music in Richmond.
Maybe even the world.
But probably not. XL102 commercial-free. 2 hours.
I'll make a scene.
Go to Richmond's alternative.
From the Knee Center. 295 directions due to a police situation. 295 both directions at the Verina Enon. 25 to run slow. Northbound from Bells Road to Maury and Pocahontas from Laburnum to 95. Watch for a crash Hopkins at Warwick.
This report is brought to you by Sprite. Hit the Bank AmeriCard to earn more cash back for the things you buy to jump through. No rotating cash in on rewards. To find out how to get more cash back for the things you buy most, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Strong can set the soundtrack by streaming music right from your...
Let's bring it up!
Strong can introduce you to roadside fare feet, thanks to helpful Yelp reviews.
I can't believe you ate that.
And Strong can make posts.
Thanks.
Think what Strong can do.
Where are we going next?
AT&T's network has the nation's strongest 4G LTE signal. AT&T reminds you to never wait.
Come into AT&T HTC One M9 for zero down. Capture all life's moments with its new dynamic 20-megapixel sapphire lens camera.
Signal strength claim based only on average 4G LTE signal carrier. Zero down requires well-qualified credit, installment agreement, and wireless service. Text to it. And restrictions apply. Visit a store for details.
Hey, it's an adrenaline fix. Get on the track at G-Force Karts now. Right across the street and their indoor quarter-mile tracks, and see how fast you can push them. Take your friends, take your coworkers, take everybody. Get an authentic racing experience. Also, take it from me, completely kills your time. Pull aside, look for yourself at G-Force, and we'll see you on the track.
Awesome and amazing things happen when two great things are combined. Think tackle baseball. Beer, chocolate-covered steak. It's why Adolph Jewelers decided to take their emergency their 2-for-1 watch sale and combine them into one sale. It's going to be awesome, amazing. How awesome? Well, a medal with the personality of a Labrador. Pretty awesome and amazing, huh? Well, that's not nearly as awesome and amazing as an opportunity for Seiko or Citizens Watch and get a second one free. Combine sale giving you 30% off and 50% off engagement ring mountings. It's one awesome and amazing. Adolph Jewelers, the 2-for-1 watch sale is going located in the Ridge Shopping Center, Parham and Quiaquasin. Adolph Jewelers, relax with. Visit AdolphJewelers.com. Does not include citizen signature.
I'm Brian Kelly.
And I'm Tyler Hubbard.
We're Florida Georgia Line, and we love playing music.
Which means spending time on our tour bus.
So it's important often from home.
That's right, like a few bottles of new Mountain Dew Dushine.
Is that your Dushine, Tyler?
BK, did you drink my Dushine?
Well, I love that clear citrus flavor. Bottles?
Oh, it's okay, BK. I know it's hard to resist new Dushine made with real sugar. Besides, those three bottles under my seat were just part of my stash anyways.
They were?
I got 6 more bottles of Dushine in my guitar case.
I drank those.
I got 5 bottles in my jacket.
They don't.
The 10 bottles stuffed in the back of my amplifier?
Drank them.
BK?
Dushine, you gotta do a better job of it. Like I do.
You're hiding Dushine?
That's where I got this bottle.
Where was it?
In the fridge.
In the fridge.
Or looked in the fridge. Fridge.
Do the do with the flavor of new Mountain Dew Dushine. Available legally for the first time.
We're fueling a way of living. Way of living. Introducing 9. Smooth, clear dew with an ultra's kick. Grab Mountain Dew Dushine today at Kroger. Mountain Dew Dushine. Available legally for the first time.
Yes, switching banks can be a hassle. But First Capital Bank makes it extremely easy with our switch kit. And here's First Capital Bank Reward. It's the debit card that gives you 5 or 10 cents back on every purchase over a dollar. Cash back every swipe. OneCapitalBank.com today to earn more. First Capital Bank. It's your let's make it work. Member FDIC.
XL 102 with another Big Field Day artist.
It's Van from Cap and Athlete in 2014.
Yes.
So we were kind of retelling that story.
They accosted him.
No.
It was a little bit. We were just
on the hump, so stop right side.
Get more at bigfieldday.com.
Back to Elliot in the Morning on XL 102.
Subway, lost you in a fever. When did we grow old?
Don't forget, I still have your playoff tickets on the way before we Wizards and Hawks Friday night. Obviously, tonight we get 9, week 7. If things go the right way, as you gotta believe, we'll get back into Caps tickets as well. Is tomorrow Thursday? Yeah, Friday, I'll have tickets for you definitely to see the Wizards. I'm sorry, Kaylee, what line did you say to go to? Morning. Hey, who's this?
Oh, this is Becky from Middleburg. How's it going?
Becky, I think, thank you.
All right, so I wanted to chime in on the Christopher Newport thing.
Yes.
I got there, a freshman. and got three alcoholics, and my dad said, go to JMU.
Wait a minute. How many alcohol strikes?
So, at Christopher Newport, you're right, and then you're out. And my girls and I, we threw some,
right
and
on.
right before the first break, mind you, we threw a huge, huge party, automatically all kicked out. And, yeah, that was the great Christmas day.
Oh, dude, so you had to go home and say.
They were pretty disappointed, but it's all fixed because JMU is a pretty, bad to say that.
That's okay.
Pretty great school. And now things are awesome. So yeah. I think it was meant to be.
So that's how, exactly. That's how it's supposed to be. Hey, thank you, Becky. Is that common, though, Rikes? Is that how most schools work?
Maybe not on paper, but see, being damaging to you or college.
Yeah, well, semester of you being there.
That too.
But like, that's not like a thing though. That's not like a university or a nationwide thing.
No.
Okay. All right. That's good. So, hi, Ellie in the morning. Yeah. Hi. Who's this?
I'm Maggie from Baltimore.
Hey, Maggie. How are you?
Good. It's early. I went to college.
I'm sorry. At 16.
Yeah.
Ooh. Is it weird for you to talk to somebody on the phone?
No, socially, it was okay. It was definitely like, I definitely was through it than everybody else.
What went up?
Oh, just events and, you know, just wouldn't do well in school. And, you know, I went to a Baltimore public school, so, you know, wanted me out of there as soon as possible, I guess.
Were your parents like very like all you could do was schoolwork, like that's all that mattered?
Sort of like my mom's side of the family is Arab, and I mostly like stayed with her, like my main, you know, factor. So yeah, they were like, you know, you got to do really, really well in school, otherwise you're, you know, we're gonna marry me off, basically.
Did they?
Yeah.
Dude.
I don't know if it was like a joke or like I kind of think they were a little serious.
Yeah, there was, but if not, they definitely let it die.
Yeah, definitely.
So well, wait, where did you go to?
I went to UMBC.
UMBC. So, like, at 15, is that, like, nobody wants to hang out with you.
I didn't really disclose my age to most of the people, and I'm 21 now, and I have a book for almost 2 years, and, you know, I met him. And it was like 23 at the time. I didn't really tell him my age. I just said, you know, my grade level in college. So he'd be like 18, 19, something like that. And, you know, so one time he invited me out to this bar and I was like, oh yeah, like, problem with that. I'm not exactly, oh, well, it's like an 18 and up. I'm not exactly.
I'm not 18. Even 18.
and then it zoned me until I was 20.
Like, looking back on it, you said you're what now? 20 now? 20.
Yeah.
So, like, looking back on it now, do you wish you would have been older? Because, like, I do, and this is good. My own back, and I don't mean it to. Mm-hmm. Diane, can I at least say it before you shoot the dart?
Well, when you preface it like that.
I did have, like, growing up, I had the option of skipping two grades.
Uh-huh.
And I swear to God. No, I...
You dropped it.
No.
At once? Different opportunities.
Two different opportunities. They wanted to put me...
Kindergarten?
No. They wanted me to go kindergarten, first, second, fourth, sixth. I mean, I was blowing the curve on everybody. Like, I was killing it. I wanted to stay with all my friends.
It's a normal reaction for a kid.
My mom didn't care. Whatever. But the only reason I didn't, but like starting at 15, wasn't that odd?
I mean, I thought I was like really cool and mature. But I don't think I was, and actually ended up delaying because I was like such a phase where I went a little crazy, and graduating at the time, being a time that I would have graduated if I left high school at 18.
So you kind of stopped it yourself, and that's exactly what's growing up. You had to take time off of school to go.
Yeah, I feel like I should have done all my crazy, you know, experimenting in high school, but I did it in college.
Crazy? What? Like, what were you doing?
Drugs or stuff.
Girl. All right, very good. I appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, thank you.
Line one. Hi.
Yeah, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
You know, I think it's fun. This is Luke in Waldorf.
Yes, sir.
It's pretty funny that first I'm calling in, but now I know why everyone always goes, hey, is this me?
Yeah, I know. Hard to tell when the phone picks up.
Yeah. So I graduated from Morton when he was 22.
Man.
And his master's is in it's engineering, I think, but I'm not sure. But I mean, the amount of pressure I remember that his mom would put on him. He in high school, and she kicked him out of the house, and he had to like go live with his dad
for a B.
Yeah,
damn.
That's how I'm gonna be.
Right.
Yeah. but he still had all. I mean, we had a bunch of parents would let everyone come over and drink, and I mean, we down in the basement. I mean, we would have 14, 19, you know, and he definitely had his fun. It's not without in any sense. I mean, he played sports, he football, and he wrestled and.
Wow, so he had, everything was pretty much normal. It's not what I expected.
Yeah, everything
where they
was normal. Yeah, everything was normal, but I mean, getting a master's at 22, that doesn't seem normal to me.
No.
Yeah.
That's
and
impressive.
We had, you know, talk about he had his fun. I mean, when we were 21, 22, actually, and we partied in College Park. I can't remember the bar name. I mean, I don't think anyone remembers, but Happy Hotel, Route 1, and, we get home, and he left. He got wasted and left. Right back to the, we find out in the middle of the parking lot, but he wasn't in the room, right? So we called the police or whatever, and they come. Police found him like laying in a ditch outside the thing, and someone stole everything out of his pocket. This is a scholar. And morning, we wake up. We wake up the next morning, and he looks out, and he's outside, and he's like, truck's gone. And someone definitely stole his truck that night.
Jesus Christ! That dude had a night!
Yeah, the only thing that we think, he left, he got wasted, and he, like, ended up sitting down or falling asleep or whatever, because this is a big dude. It's not like someone punched him out.
Right.
Asleep, and someone just stole it. He had his car was stolen, and then he looked on the internet, and his credit used at McDonald's, and someone spent like McDonald's.
That's awesome. She added, "Hi, Elliot. In the morning."
Hey, it was me.
Yeah. Real quick, what can I do for?
Hey, I was going to enlighten you on the truck driving deal.
Oh, wait. What do I need? I just need a couple of to get my license. I'd be ready to go.
Well, yeah. The only you go to school is because you don't have experience.
But that's okay. I'll look at that.
But the only thing is your slightly blemished driving record.
Oh, yeah, but that's not since
oh,
I got
didn't
my,
think about that.
My over the road life.
Doesn't matter.
The who was it that was telling us what not too long ago? Who was on one ticket? Oh, I know who. What, it was our it was one of our cab drivers in Jacksonville.
For being an Uber driver.
No, this was Ali, the guy who sleeps with the phone on his chest. His cab company he works for. That if you like, it was. I know it was. He went to speed up to, and he stopped, mm-hmm. and he was like, "You can't get a ticket. You get one ticket, you lose your ability to drive."
That may have been right as I passed out. Because I don't remember that at all.
You don't remember, Kaylee? Do you remember that? Yeah, because he was talking about the company he works for that it's almost all of them. One moving violation done. So my personal driving record wouldn't come into account. My car would come into account. That's where I don't want it. But yeah, Ali and Jack us that. You can not get a ticket or you throw right out on your ass. No care. You don't work for them. You're independent. Record a mile long. It wouldn't matter.
I don't know how well this is enforced because there sure are a lot of stories. Loophole lets cited cabbies keep driving. My husband had 11 previous.
Maybe it's just Jackson. Maybe that's the only place. You don't know. All right, let me do this. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back. Diane's got dirt next.
Elliot in the morning.
X 295 for me. Directions due to a pollutant situation. It's at the Verina Enon Bridge. It's causing 495 to run slow northbound from Bells Road to Maury and Pocahontas Parkway west from Laburnum to 95. Watch for a crash. Hopkins at Warwick.
Welcome to Sotheby's.
I want to mix it up a bit.
How about something from our new Mediterranean collection?
Keep talking. Gone.
Chick with feta cheese, cucumbers, black olives, or any of your favorite veggies, tzatziki sauce. Try these Greek flavors on a sandwich or as a Subway chopped salad.
Sounds delicious.
The new Subway Mediterranean should be here long, so enjoy it while it lasts. Subway. Eat fresh.
Only at participating restaurants.
Hey, it's TMO, and
Greg's got it.
Hundreds of refrigerators and ranges, Greg's got it. Hundreds of appliances plus next-day delivery, thank you, Greg.
And right now at AHA, get up to 24 months special financing, plus save an extra 5% when you use your H. Visit H.H. Gregg and H.H.A.com. Top brands, low prices, fast delivery. Gregg's got it. Subject to credit approval, next day delivery available on in-stock appliances only.
After your accident, will the hustling up? Will calls from insurance collectors overwhelm you?
Ends meet.
Months from now, will you be faced with physical and financial pain because of insurance?
At Allen & Allen, we know that a personal injury can affect the rest of your life. We've dedicated our lives to fighting for you.
Allen & Allen, call us.
866-388-7150 today for a free consultation.
I've been outdoors my whole life. Before ritual, I put on my team jersey, my favorite shin guards, my lucky cleats, and my trusted sun protection. Copper Tone Sport
Hyper Sunscreen gives you protection from UV when you sweat.
Hey, I need sun protection that works as hard as I do, so I can still... I got it!
Try Sunscreen, official sunscreen of U.S. Soccer. For a limited time, get a Copper Tone Sport value pack only a day.
I need to relax at the pool. You're telling. Hey, that woman next to you? Not only clearly sheer sunscreen she's putting on.
Wow, her skin looks amazing. Not greasy.
It's lightweight for Copper Tone.
Oh, try it.
Hey, this feels practically weightless. We gotta get some clearly sheer now.
So much for relaxing.
Trying Allure's Best of Beauty winner, Copper Tone.
Whether it's work, play, or somewhere in between, it's speed. And when it comes to in-home electricity, is fastest with 25 megabits per second. That's up to 18% faster than Fios. Plus, Xfinity has more Wi-Fi coverage, so it's more reliable. And Xfinity gives you access to millions of Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide. You don't get that with talks. Xfinity. Visit getallthefacts.com to learn the Xfinity X1 Triple Play from Comcast for $89.99 a month for 2 years with X1 DVR included for 12 months. Plus, ask how you can get up to $200 back. And Xfinity today. 15 restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New Starter XF Triple Play customers only. Total termination fee required. Equipment including broadcast TV and regional sports fees. Extra sub-normal regular rate supply.
If you want an exterior paint that's tough enough to protect against Mother Nature, if you want an exterior paint that's flexible enough to survive the subtle cracking of, if you want an exterior paint that protects and fading, if you want all the evidence of a lifetime warranty in Aura Exterior from Benjamin Moore, visit Benjamin Moore-ized retailer to find Aura. Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
Get quick, save time by switching to new Duralast Max Premium Brake Pads available only on. They're proven tough and engineered brake pads that came with your Zone AutoZone.
Buying a used car can be really stressful for a first-timer.
Buying a used car can be an ordeal. An old pro like me.
This is the biggest all year, you know?
It's a big purchase, you know.
I just want to be sure about my...
I just want to be confident.
At CarMax, we know everyone wants peace. That's why we offer a 5-day warranty. See store for details. As long as people drive cars, we'll be the best way to buy them. Here.
And XL102.
Get in the dirt. Thank you very much too much to the taste of all today. May 17th from noon until 6. It is the Taste of Arlington, Wilson Boulevard. From Glebe to Quincy tonight. When you take the admission to the Taste of Arlington is free. However, tickets are required to sample. Over 50 reps will be participating this year. Ticket booklets, $40 at the gate or $35 in advance. Go to Ballston.com/ to get more information. To the Taste of Arlington for coming. Fuego, Sweet Fix, and Cool Zone brought in food today. So thank you guys. Got to do a little bit of dirt. Right after that, you get yourself tickets to go on the Atlanta Hawks on Friday. They're in action tonight in Atlanta. See on Friday. Tickets for you as soon as we're done with dirt.
So obviously hockey, basketball, going to be taking up some television time tonight. The season finale for The Middle, also season finale for The Goldbergs, both of those on ABC. Finale for this season of Nashville is on tonight. That's for American Idol tonight. Lawrence's Chris Brown, Echo's Vance Joy is going to be performing.
The drummer in
Steven Tyler is going to be doing his new country. Soul's going to be performing.
Oh, hell yeah.
Ricky Martin, just to name a few. So remember, this is the 2-hour Idol. Will come back in January.
This is your second to last finale.
15th and final season. If you need in before the series finale coming up on Sunday, AMC airing a marathon of all 7 seasons that starts tonight at the finale will air at 10. In case you missed it last night, Nastia Lukin got the boot on Dancing with Her over on Idol. Jax was the one eliminated. ABC releasing a new trailer for their new, more adult Muppet show. It's almost kind of like The Office was, where you've got the little cutaways with the one-on-one interviews.
I haven't seen it as...
I think it looks like it could be. You know, have to see what happens in the fall. Fozzie has a human girlfriend, and apparently her parents are not cool with that. Tiger Woods, Lindsey Vonn broke up because he cheated to a new story. Apparently, a source of Tiger's says that Tiger admitted Vonn had an affair after he was several holes into his insurance open in San Diego. The friend said, quote, knowing Tiger, he's cheating because there's no romance, no feelings there. It's just a stress to because it's kind of like a highball or two that day. Because you remember everybody
was
like,
two on girls that don't get it.
What? So Lindsay and the wife?
Yeah. I mean, all he's just out relieving some.
Warner Brothers looking to bring, unclear whether they plan to bring Ford and Tommy Lee Jones back to star as they did back in 1993 to start production early in 2016. Courtney Love is bringing another lawsuit against her. A psychiatrist by the name of Ed Ratouche, who is an addiction dealing with opiate dependence and treatment resistance, says she is being sued for more than $48,000. This is on $200,000 lost writing controversy about the book that hasn't even come out yet. Former Lutron denying media was fired from the band for drinking too much. He says, yes, I drink beer almost every day, but yes, I can handle my end. I do drugs. Yes, I broke throughout the rest of the set and the crowd. You can read more about that in the new Guitar Hero video game franchise coming back after 5 years with guitar due out in the fall. Full include music by The Pretty Reckless, Black Keys, System of a Down, Pantera, Black Veil Brides, Rage Against the Machine, just to name a few. Also, if it's a Wednesday night out with the girls that you're looking for and you might want to head to the movie scene, the Bennery, they're doing a one-night showing tonight in about 400 theaters across those
stupid game set.
Fathom Events things where you can just go to Fathom Events, put in your zip code, and they'll tell you the theater for you if you want to go out and see. Actually, it was interesting.
Diane.
On TV, it was kind of interesting to show. I mean, all that Lou Pearlman took all their money.
Yes.
You know? And are often stereotyped as being with their looks, but a new survey says men actually look at themselves. Women do. In a researchers found that men check out their reflections 23 times a day, only 16 times per day. Apparently, men are more admiring their appearance, while women are more concerned.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Creed's Scott Stapp telling People magazine that he is currently under treatment bipolar. Of course, this is to all those weird instances that we heard the 911 calls about several months ago.
Oh, that's right.
In the fall. Remember, he thought he was part of the CIA and he had been president, and he thought that people were taking things away from him via that I had a psychotic break that was brought on by alcohol. I was hallucinating. I drove around the U.S. for a month following an that I saw on the hood of my car. He is now sober, though. Apparently, bipolar can be very bad. On top of it, it is doubly bad. Now that he is sober, he is in intensive therapy for his bipolar disorder. He works through a 12-step program and also meets with a sponsor. And finally, his life of a Bates in Australia, currently obviously on the set of his new Pirates Ian movie. Apparently, there was a little found on the ground after some storms in a really bad way. A spat rescue program got word to Johnny Depp about it, and so now he is Summit's foster dad, and it is Jackie Sparrow. As frightening as they can be, when you wrap them up in a blanket, they're adorable.
Very good. Thank you very much, Diane. 866 to Elliot. 866-235-5468. Call me right to see the Wizards and the Hawks Friday night at Verizon Center. 866 to Elliot. 866-468. Call me if you game six between the Wizards and the Hawks.
Elliot in the morning.
Remains blocked in both directions. Police situation. 295 both directions. Bridge. It's causing 495 to run slow northbound from Bells Road to Maury and Pocahontas Parkway westbound from Watch for Crash.
Looking for a forklift? Look no further than the brand new Crown Lift Trucks location at 510 East Park Court, Cleveland, Houston. You'll find a complete range of forklifts with reliable parts designed to meet your needs. Financing options, including rental and lease programs. Stop by Crown Lift Trucks today at 420-958. That's 420-9058. Or visit crown.com to find out more.
Yes, switching banks can be a hassle. But First Capital Bank makes it extremely easy with our Switch Kit. The First Capital Bank Rewards Debit Card. It's the debit card that gives you 5 or 10 cents back on every... Yeah, cash back. Cash back. Visit onecapitalbank.com today to earn more. First Capital Bank. Even money. Let's make it work. Member FDIC.
RBA Vapes knows that you had a black day, so that's why RBA Vapes gave a BFD party with a new juice line, Boilermaker. Check out RBA Vapes. Boilermaker is friggin' delicious. Big Field Day was a true music festival for Richmond, featuring bands from around the world. Food, craft beer, and thousands of vapes is the people's choice for vape industries in the RBA. CA 6100 West Broad, RBAVapes.com, or call 922-3083.
If you know the Puyuro filter is R-853, call that your wedding anniversary sometime in June, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for guys who know and care about their car. CarQuest gets 5 quarts of motor oil and a CarQuest Standard Series filter for $23.99. A serious auto parts.
See for tours frills.
Life's have a Ram 1500. Everyone knows the best fishing spots are the ones far up. And when you've got a Ram 1500 with best-in-class 29 miles per gallon highway, you can discover those faraway goals before anyone else does. Bad news for fish, great news for you. It's that kind of uncompromising leadership. People driving Ram trucks never. Join us now during the Ram Drive and Discover event. Right now, get an 8 for 60 months, plus 200 bonus cash when financed on the 2015 Ram 1500 Bighorn Driven Crew Cab with G height, based on standard pickup class. EPA estimated 29 mpg highway based on available EcoDiesel V6 4x2 HF2 FE model. Based on the years 2009 through 2015. Financing for well-qualified buyers for capital. Residency restrictions apply. 661. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Every day, we take 20,000 breaths. Walking, talking, sleeping. Have you ever stepped in? Or that indoor air times worse than outdoor air? Filtrete filters, featuring exclusive Filtrete brand 3-in-1 technology from 3M to pull in and trap unwanted particles while letting air. Change your filters today. Come into Lowe's, save 15% on 4 select Filtrete filters, and make every breath count. Lowe's, never stop improving.
Morning.
I say croissant sandwich.
Muffin.
Oh, no.
Croissant sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King.
At Chesterfield Auto Parts, we all know with just a buck in a toolbox, you can pull off your own parts at the best known prices in the... But now, you can also pick. That's right, pick. Because now, we offer new aftermarket parts that fit on make. So stop by one of our 3 locations. Richmond, Midlothian, or Fort Lee. Or ChesterfieldAuto.com. Chesterfield Auto Parts. Come pick or pull off your own great deal.
You ready to do this mortgage application?
Everything, even a fax machine. Trade it for it on the internet.
Well, actually, with Wells Fargo's Your Loan Tracker, we can upload our documents with our smartphone important forms electronically.
I traded my smartphone for the fax machine.
With Your Loan Tracker plus a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, the home loan...
Your Loan Tracker. Talk to a mortgage consultant for details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank.
From the Elliot to the morning, the moon building. W10 WRXL Richmond Morning.
866-235-5468. Line 5, who's this?
Hey, is this me?
Yes, it is. Who are you?
Hey, my name is Five. How's it going, man?
I am doing great. Great, my friend. I'm going to give you... You will go see the Wizards and Bucks Game 6 of their Best of 7 series at the Center. So listen, you hold tight 1 second for me. Kaylee will get some info from you and enjoy the game, my friend.
Thanks, brother.
You got it, dude. Hold on 1 second for me, please. I'll have more tomorrow. Same thing with tickets and Joel McHale. I have tickets for all of those. Once again, thank you very much to the Taste of Arlington for coming in. Best place this Sunday from noon until 6. I get on Boulevard between Glee and then from Stewart over to 9th Street. Admission is free to the Taste of Arlington. However, you do need tickets. To sample the food, over 50 restaurants will be participating this year. Ticket booklets will be sold at the gate for $40. You can get them at $35. If you go to e.com/taste, proceeds benefit the Arlington Center, a community-based nonprofit. Should be good. That's usually a really nice event. And thanks to Fuego, Sweet Fix, and Cool Zone for bringing in stuff today. So, again, it's the Taste of Arlington. Then go to BalstonBID.com/taste. You can get all the information there. All right, everybody, have a great day. We will see everybody back around. Take us home.
The day is closed. Another day from us. It's gone away. It'll be back tomorrow, though. We'll celebrate. Ho, 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 ho.
Call up, call about. I'll meet her, say goodbye. To go and leave it at least pretty side. Bye. Farewell. I'll meet her, say adieu. See you and you and you.
See ya.
WRXL HD1 Richmond.
And Odyssey.
New generation. Born in Richmond. Broadcast around the world on iHeartRadio.
This. XL 102.
Richmond's alternative. XL.
Let's This is XL 102. Free.
And lots of stuff.
Here's your chance to hang with Mumford & Sons in Walla Walla, Washington. Text
PLAY, P-L-A-Y, PLAY.
That keyword to 45495. We'll text you back to confirm your entry. Standard message rates apply. You could win $1,000 and our intimate experience with Mumford & Sons.
XL-102.
explanation.
for XL 102 Big Field Day a couple of weeks ago, but they took over Twitter yesterday with an iHeartRadio Twitter too. A lot of things like they did.